Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Dadon Tolbert Show. I'm your host, Dadon Tolbert, and tonight you are in for a special treat because this is our annual post-MTV Video Music Awards recap special with a little twist to it. In fact, well, I shouldn't say that because the last 2 or 3 years, I think this is about the fifth year in a row that we've done a MTV Movie Awards special, but you know, for the last 2 or 3 years, we've done, last year, for example, was a show, a special on Satanism and just, you know, understanding it, a guide to satanic symbolism, demonic symbolism. We used the MTV Movie Awards to, you know, as a backdrop, and we're going to do a lot. We're going to do that tonight. But we're going to go a little bit deeper, in fact, a lot deeper. So I would just encourage you all, before you listen to tonight's show, really just pray, really ask God for discernment with what you're about to hear, because we've been on the air for about 10 years now, and we've done thousands of topics. But, you know, this, what I plan on, doing tonight, the information I plan on giving you is going to be far deeper and more important than anything we've ever talked about. So, I would just say really ask God for clarity, because, everything that I'm saying tonight, is true. Everything that I'm saying tonight, is from a biblical standpoint. We're going to talk about a lot of things from a entertainment standpoint, just a media standpoint, politics. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, but everything that we're going to talk about and discuss is found in the Bible. And so that's where, for those of you who do read the Bible, who are familiar, you'll see a lot of that. So I just encourage you, on that. What else? Courtney is here tonight. Let me just go ahead and introduce her, man. Courtney, what's going on with you? You've been here with me for, a lot of these types of shows where we really go deep into it. You ready tonight?
Yes, I am definitely ready just to talk about, everything that's been going on. And I know, you're going to be able to provide, a lot of perspective, on what's going on, because you dig deep. So, a lot of stuff that I may not notice, you catch. So I'm interested. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So forgive me in advance if I'm a little long-winded with certain things. So, because, like you said, it's deep. There's a lot, and I want to jump right into it. Let me just say this. If you guys may remember this, this time last year, we did a similar type of show. I was kicked off the air for about a week or so. I couldn't log into my account. There were no live shows, and it was like a good week or so where I think that actual show, people were saying I can't hear him and my voice was all, y'all hear me fine now, hopefully. But this time last year, for some reason, it was all staticky and all scrambled. You know what I'm saying? Who knows why? But then after that, I was kicked off, and then I was kicked out of Facebook. Many of you may remember this. The week of this same week of last year, they blocked my account. I was not able to log into Facebook. Totally, no reason given whatsoever, but, God restored it. Courtney, you remember all this, right?
I do. Was this the same time that they, asked you for identification to get back on?
That was something totally different. That was maybe only a couple months ago. They kicked me off again. This was something that happened when how many times have you ever been kicked off of Facebook? You guys out there listening, how many times have y'all ever been kicked out of your Facebook account? You know what I'm saying? It generally doesn't happen. But that's what I'm saying to y'all. When you do stuff like this, that's what happens. But look, I want to just jump right into it. Like I said, last night was the MTV Movie Awards. And let me just tell y'all something. Please understand what I'm about to say, because I'm saying this in all seriousness. What we're about to, talk about, what you guys saw last night, is not just an award show. Okay, it's like nothing of the sort. These are actual, please understand this, this is all seriousness. These are actual, as crazy as it sounds, satanic and demonic rituals. And I'm going to walk you through, because when you study this stuff, You feel what I'm saying? Like, when you really study, you know, demonic symbolism, satanic symbolism, rituals, what they do, how they practice, as I have, you see what I'm saying? You will see this stuff clearly, you know, and that's what a lot of people aren't really doing. You know, the Bible specifically says to take no parts in darkness, but instead to expose it. But if you're going to expose certain things, you have to research it. You have to take the times. You've got to read between the lines. You've got to dig deep. You can't just talk about things and look at things, you know, from a worldly perspective. You got to understand what the Bible is referring to when it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh, right, but against spirits." You know what I'm saying? Principality, you know what I'm saying, the spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what tonight's show is about. That's what we're going to discuss, the spiritual wickedness in the highest places, within these celebrities, these secret societies, you know, the government that was founded upon satanic and demonic beliefs. I'm talking about going all the way back to the Old Testament, the way they used to worship, through sacrifices and rituals and praising, worshiping pagan gods. All those things that were going on in the Old Testament still go on to this day. The Bible specifically will tell you the things that are from before are the same as now. The Bible is never ending. It's always applicable. The same evil that existed back in the day, it didn't just go away. People who worshiped other gods, as the Bible refers to, other you know, demons and things like that, making sacrifices to various, you know, whatever, all these things go on today. It's just, you know, it's, you know, done in a different way. It's done behind closed doors. But when you, again, when you are familiar with it, you will understand, because these people are still very, very, very passionate. These people are very bold. But you can't be blatant. You know, in fact, you guys, you know, we'll see. Over the last 3 or 4 years, we've done these shows, and every year it's more blatant and blatant and blatant and blatant. Courtney, are you seeing a trend here?
Yeah, it's in your face.
More so this year than ever. Now, I mean, so we're going to talk about that, but I just wanted to, you know, I mean, let you guys know, like, what I'm seeing out here, you know what I'm saying, from being disabled off of Facebook, from, you know what I'm saying, like, we turn on the TV, you see this stuff. I want to start tonight's show off, though, with, you know, an overall, just like the basics, because I understand that many of you are listening tonight with just a desire to understand, just to get the ball rolling. You say, "Hey, look, I'm not into this. I'm not familiar with it. Nobody really talks about this, so I'm just going to tune in tonight to see what this is all about." Well, I just want to help you guys. You know, I want to give you a definition. You know, and again, this is not the first show, so, you know, go back after this and listen to the archive shows of, you know, different specials we've done in the past. But for those of you who are first-time listeners, or, you know, just want an overall explanation of what is Satanism, you know what I'm saying, what is demonic imagery, what's the basis of those who, you know what I'm saying, don't love God, but in fact worship what is known as Satan, you know, and really what that is, you know, understand. And, you know, and I apologize for those of you who may, are, you know, be used to this and familiar with this, but for the new people, under people who are new to, you know, this way of thinking and understanding what's actually out here, you know, Satanism is not worshiping the devil per se, okay? Satanism is, ironically, any Satanist will tell you this. You know, they're very, you know, if you like reach out to one, or, you know, these guys are regular people. Some of them will tell you, "Hey, look, yeah, I'm a Satanist." But what we're going to be discussing tonight are not those guys who are open. It's the guys who are out there, these celebrities, these rich and famous people who practice, who worship, but just in a different way, in a secretive manner. Because that's, you can't, you know what I'm saying, you can't, that doesn't mean they don't exist, it just means they don't worship the way some of these other guys do, all right? Just like there are a lot of closet Christians out there, but we're not going to, you know, we're not going to talk about that, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people love God, right, but they don't want to let the world know they love God. They don't want to update their Facebook status about loving God. They don't want to like one of my scriptures that praises God, right? But they love God. Then they go to church. They say, I'm saved. Okay? But you guys see where I'm going with this? Just like many of you love God, but it's just on the low, guess what? A lot of these people out there, these celebrities, guess what? They love Satan, but just on the low. But the way that they show that they love Satan is what we're going to talk about tonight. It's very discreet. Okay? Now, but overall, though, Satanism is basically, it's not some, not the devil on hell date, some guy running around, nothing like some guy running around in a red suit. Satanism focuses on the ideals that God hates. Okay? That's how that works. That's all it is. What does God hate? If you look at the world, all this is in the Bible. It talks about the things that God loves, and it talks about the things that God hates the most. You know, off the top of my head, here are some of the, the main things that jumps out that God obviously hates. We talk about sex. We talk about fornication. Many of you guys may remember our special on Sex 101, what the Bible says about fornication, where we did nothing but talk about sexual scripture, and how God feels about it, how God punished for it, the effect it'll have on your life. So, that's obviously, clearly, as illustrated in the Word, something that God hates is sex, any type of lust, adultery. Adultery, as you know, is the same as a murderer in God's eyes, as the Word says. So you got sex, you got money, okay, the love of money. We'll read some specific scriptures surrounding money and fame and power and greed. These are all things that God hates, violence, homosexuality. You see what I'm saying? These are all the things that God is 100% opposed to. God obviously calls homosexuality an abomination, okay? It says people who indulge in any of these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In fact, they will spend eternity in the lake of fire, which is obviously the equivalent to hell, right? So these are the things that God hates. What Satanism is the worship of anything that God loves, which is all of these, the worship of anything that God hates, which is all of these things, like I said, sex, money, greed, violence, homosexuality. So then when you look at, society, when you look at politics, when you look at entertainment, these celebrities, these television shows, these movies, these songs, that get played 24/7 on the radio, well, what's being said? What's being played 99.9% of the time in any form of anything, of media, whether it's radio, TV, movies, whatever, sports, politics, you see all of these things, sex, money, adultery, power, greed, violence, and homosexuality. Am I lying, Courtney?
No, it's all there, all in your, song lyrics, everything on TV. Performances, yeah.
Right. So all of these things, so what are we saying? I want to take this step by step. What we're seeing now is, the definition of Satanism, this is the action. You can look this up for yourself. It's basically the worship. It's many things, but that's one of the base, one of the foundations of it, is focusing on and the worship of things that God hates. That's a Satanist. So when somebody asks you, hey, look, what's a Satanist? Or, what's a satanic? Well, we'll talk about imagery, but that's the basis, okay? And one of the things I said on Facebook last week was you can't claim to love God as a Christian while at the same time loving things that God hates, which is all these things right here, the sex, the money, the greed, the power, the homosexuality. Anytime you see a lot of quote-unquote Christians taking up for homosexuals, taking up for, Beyonce, they call them the Beehive, you're a hater or you're judging. Well, think about it. I mean, just really think. If these things that Beyonce and Nicki Minaj and Jay-Z and these homosexuals, these are obviously things that God hates, not the person but the act. If you're making excuses for them or you're taking up and are a quote-unquote fan of things that God hates, well, how know what I'm saying? Where do you stand? What side of the fence are you on? We are approaching a time where you have to take a stand. You know what I'm saying? Like, one, you got to pick a side. Fence sitters are not going to be welcome in heaven, as the word says. So, you know what I'm saying? Just think about that the next time, you know, or even, I mean, no, it's not you guys, because most likely I always say, like, if you're listening, you're probably on the right side. You know what I'm saying? If you're not listening, you're probably watching the Emmys or, you know, doing whatever. You know, going back and watching Beyonce's performance about 50 different times. You know, but we'll talk about that. So these are the things that, you know what I'm saying, you can't do, you can't love, you know what I'm saying, because God hates them. So that's the basis. Now let's talk about, so now you have the foundation. I want to take it step by step. So now, well, these are, clearly these people are out there. I mean, I don't think anyone can disagree with that. You know, whether it's these, you know, obviously the entertainers, but more so the people behind the scenes that control the entertainers. Because the entertainers don't write their own checks. It's the producers. It's the record label heads. You know, it's the movie production studios, you know, the distribution guys that make sure the music ends up in Walmart and, you know, on iTunes, and, you know, the people offering these entertainers these record deals, you know, telling them to sign their line away if you agree, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, to do X, Y, and Z. I need you to make this type of music. I need you to throw up this type of cymbal, you know, and I'll give you $20 million. You'll have everything that you want. So it's those guys, and clearly somebody's pulling the strings that, you know what I'm saying? There's so many things that they could focus on in the entertainment industry, love, marriage. But you see, like, you ever hear them say, well, you know, sex sells. Well, why is that? It doesn't have to be that way. Anything can sell. You can sell anything you want to. But why are you focusing on selling and focusing on the very things that God hates? Well, I mean, it's not rocket science. It's because you love the things that God hates because you're a Satanist. That's what these people are. Is that clear, Courtney?
Yeah, it's crystal clear. And it's obvious from what we see today. And, you know, the music, that's all you see, all about sex.
Right. It's not. See, some people will say, it's like, oh, you know, well, it's just this reason. Like, I'm not saying anything that you guys can't see for yourselves. Again, these are all things that God hates. That is the basis of Satanism. The vast majority of the entertainment industry, period, revolves around things that God hates. So you tell me, the music industry is run by Satanists. The entertainment industry is run by people who worship Satan. Right? Now we're going to tell you, okay, so now you got that, but the question is, how do you recognize them? As if those things that God hates weren't enough, as if you can't blatantly see that just in and of itself, they take it to another level because just doing it isn't good enough for them. You know what I'm saying? They have to show that they have these little codes. They have to throw these symbols up. They have to represent, if you will. All right? Let's talk about how they represent. Well, if you look at, there are a number of different ways, but one of the ways is what's known as the, and this is the foundation really, and let me just tell you something real quick before I get into it. You guys know from listening to the show, I've been talking about doing a special on decoding Illuminati symbolism for months now, you know what I mean? And you know me, I don't follow all this foolishness, but I literally just was like, all right, I got to do it. Like next week, but it just so happened that this was the weekend of the VMAs. You see how that worked out, Courtney? I told you I was letting it mentally marinate, but just God worked it out. It was like bam. Because I promise you, I didn't plan this like this. This could not have been the VMAs yesterday, but this show was coming this week. I guarantee you that. But that's how things work. When you do things for God, He works it out. You know what I'm saying? With perfect timing. And that's just how that goes. But, yeah, so I want to read you guys something. It goes back to the foundation of what a lot of these guys are into is it revolves around Horus. you know, and you know, the, you guys ever heard of the all-seeing eye of Horus? It's back, basically, you know, in the middle of the pyramid, which is on the back of the dollar bill. You may say, well, you know, like, why would that be? Why would the what does that mean? This is the United States dollar, the foundation of our monetary system. But it's it goes so much deeper than that, guys. You know, I mean, think about it. Why is that even there? Well, I'll tell you. Somebody said, well, who's Horus? Well, and this is according to Wikipedia. They put their own little slant. But it's, you know what I'm saying? You can read it on your own. But I have a little synopsis here. It says, Horus was the ancient Egyptian sky god who was usually depicted as a falcon, most likely a lanner or peregrine falcon. His right eye was associated with the sun god Ra. The eye symbol represents the marking around the eye of the falcon, including the teardrop marking sometimes found below the eye. The mirror image or left eye sometimes represented the moon and the god Jehudi. So there's that. It says, in one myth, Horus, when Set and Horus were fighting for the throne after Osiris' death, Set gouged out Horus' left eye. The majority of the eye was restored by either Hathor or Thoth, with the last portion possibly being supplied magically. When Horus' eye was recovered, he offered it to his father Osiris in hopes of restoring his life. Hence, the Eye of Horus was often used to symbolize sacrifice, restoration, and protection. Now, so that's the basis. It's a lot more than that, a lot deeper than that, but that's a general overview of, you know, what is the Eye of Horus, what does it represent, what does it symbolize. So why put that on the back of the dollar bill? You know, well, you guys, look, back in the day, back in the Old Testament, as I mentioned, you know, they worshiped these pagan gods, right? Ra was the sun god, okay? You know, if you look at the pyramid, what does it have on the back of the dollar bill? What's coming out of the top of the pyramid, Courtney?
It's an eye, right?
No, that's what's in the pyramid. I'm saying what's coming out the top of it. You got a dollar on you?
No, I don't. What's on the top of it?
Coming out, and you guys that follow this at home, what's coming out of it is basically rays of sun, like sun rays.
Oh.
You know, I mean, and this is, like I said, turn over your dollar bill, go in your wallet, you'll see it has little rays of sun, and that's obviously, that, you know what I'm saying, a tribute to the sun god of Ra. So, and the eye obviously symbolizes the eye of Horus. Now, this is what a lot of, you know what I'm saying, this is basically the overview, the foundation of what these Satanists believe in. They worship, you know, the god of Ra, the Eye of Horus. And the way that you, and so that's what they do. They worship that. That's been going on for centuries. There's always been some form of pagan worship. And for people to think that all, it's in the Old Testament blatantly, we've been talking about these in all of our Old Testament shows lately, you know, but for whatever reason, people think all this pagan worship, all this demonic worship, satanic worship, it just stopped. It just went away. I don't know why you would think that. Trust me, it doesn't go away. These people are out there. It's just, you know what I'm saying, they just do it differently. So the way that they do that, again, his right eye was gouged out. Okay? So the problem with, so you say, well, what does that have to do with what's going on in entertainment? Well, if you pick, obviously you guys have seen this, but if you Google any celebrity, you know what I'm saying? Like, in your own time, pick a celebrity. I don't care if it's, you know, Beyonce, Michael Jackson, you know, Oprah. I mean, you will see some form of reference to the left eye, you know, left eye. I mean, whether it's, you know, Mike Tyson getting a, you know what I'm saying, tattoo on his left side of the face, Nelly wearing a Band-Aid under his eye, left eye, the whole left eye thing. These are all things, guys, that are specifically designed to draw attention to, you know, the left eye of things. You ever see these and I'll tell you this, you can go to, you know, the CBS eye, I mean, AOL, I mean, we could go on and on and on. The symbolism is out there for just about every major figure, celebrity, corporation, whatever. They all, in their own way, do some type of worship or tribute to this eye, right? And this is all very clear and obvious. But if you look at, you know, go to your local, you know, Walmart and go to the music section, you ever notice that a lot of these CD covers, these DVD covers, these television shows, in some way, the right side is blocked out, or it's cut off, or it's just the one eye, like the hers out. That's just one example. But just about every major album, you know, and most people don't pay attention to it, it's basically they only showing one eye. Like, for example, I watched 24. If you look at the promo pictures of 24, you see Kiefer Sutherland playing Jack Bauer. You know, you only see one of his eyes. If you look at, I mean, it's everywhere, but if you look at, what's that new show, The Blacklist, when The Blacklist comes on, James Spader's left eye is the only one visible. You only see one eye. You know, if you look at, I mean, we can literally go on all night. You know, you ever see art like Beyonce? Google Beyonce 666, and you'll see her holding up a 666 sign, which we'll talk about, over her left eye. So, and that's what that is. You know, Jay-Z throwing up the quote-unquote rock sign, you know, which is really a diamond, which is really symbolic of the, you know, the pyramid, which, you know what I'm saying, it's these people, that's what they do. That's what they worship. You know, a lot of people, I mean, we all see it, but you may see it and be like, oh, okay, I didn't really know what that was, or I didn't really pay too much. Well, I'm just telling you, now you have to pay attention. And now that you have this information and you see this symbolism, you're like, whoa, oh, that's what that is. You know, and we're gonna talk about the MTV Movie Awards, and that's like one of the reasons why it's so popular, why it's a major event, as opposed to like the Oscars or, you know, whatever. It's like their night to really perform the highest satanic worship ritual, and there were a number of these performances that take place. Are not really performances, but they're actually it's a lot deeper, which we're about to, we haven't talked about any. This is all an introduction right here. We haven't even talked about anything yet. So that's what the Eye of Horus symbolizes. Now, a lot of people, when you hear this term, because I think this is important to discuss first before we even go any further. You know, we're talking tonight about decoding Illuminati symbolism. And, you know, you can't really talk about decoding Illuminati symbolism without actually discussing what is the Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is this? And so I have a little synopsis here, just in a general overview of what Wikipedia, how they classify, which I always find to be interesting that they even have to say certain things. You tell me what you guys think about this. You discuss amongst yourself. It says, in subsequent use, the Illuminati refers to various organizations which claim or are purported, I like that, purported, they claim or are purported to have links to the original Bavarian Illuminati or similar secret societies, though these links are unsubstantiated. They are often alleged to conspire to control world affairs by masterminding events, planting agents in government and corporations in order to gain political power and influence to establish a new world order. Central to some of the most widely known and elaborate conspiracy theories, the Illuminati have been depicted as lurking in the shadows and pulling the strings and levers of power in dozens of novels, movies, television shows, comics, video games, and music videos. Now, I read stuff like this, and I chuckle to myself because the irony, you could cut the irony with a knife, That's how thick it is. Because this description given in a very matter-of-fact, a very tongue-in-cheek type of way by the author of this, whoever wrote this, ironically, that's exactly what they are. That's exactly what it is. It's a group of billionaires who have formed these secret societies, which are well documented throughout history. That's, you know, it says, though these links are unsubstantiated, it's absolutely substantiated. That's the crazy part. It's not unsubstantiated. It's obvious. It says they are alleged to conspire to control world affairs. They obviously control world affairs. Everything that happens in the world is controlled by a certain and select group of individuals. You know, the United States government is not a government. We don't control the government by our votes. All of that is already predetermined by these individuals. The elections itself is just a farce. It's just a, you know, it's just going through the motions. Okay? There's a reason why. I mean, that should have been evident back, you know, I mean, it's been evident throughout history. But it's, you know, certainly been evident, should have been evident when you know, Bush and them did what they did with the election, you know? You know, and then obviously silence Al Gore, you know what I mean? That's how that works, guys. It says planting agents in government and corporations to gain political power. Political power, guys, is the foundation of everything that we see going on. Everything that Barack Obama is doing is not Barack Obama's doing. It's the doing of the people who are controlling Barack Obama, who control George Bush, who controls basically everybody, you know what I'm saying, in that position. You know, and the ultimate goal, as the Bible says, they say the ultimate goal is to establish a new world order. Well, Barack Obama has already personally given his approval to the new world order. Guys, remember that I posted. I mean, I have a direct quote. I don't have it in front of me right now, but he basically said, just like Bush has said, the other Bush has said, the Pope has said, every major political figure has given their personal approval to the new world order. Barack Obama said something. You can Google this. You know his exact quote. You can probably pull up the speech. He said, "We must forge, move forward, forging the foundation for developing." A new world order for generations to come. I mean, it was something, you know, very carefully worded, but basically he was saying we need to prepare ourselves and lay out the foundation of a new world order. If you Google, you know, what did George Bush say about the new world order? What did Obama say about the new world order? What has the Pope said about the new world order? All these quotes will come up. All of these little, you know what I'm saying, you know, video clips of them, you know, affirming the new world order that the Bible speaks about and calls basically the end, basically the beginning of the end. Okay? I mean, so I'm just telling you, like, we're already doing the microchips and these animals. It's funny, I was going through some old paperwork. I was going through some old folders, and we adopted our dog 4 years ago. We adopted him from the SPCA, and I was just, you know, you guys seen him grow up, you know, from a little puppy, and I was going through the paperwork, and I came across some papers with, it was just talking about, you know, microchip installed, you know, on X date here, 2010 or whatever, you know, microchip ID number. I'm like, microchip? What the heck? You know what I mean? You know that these dogs have, these animals, these pets have microchips installed in them?
Yeah, I do. I heard about that.
See, what y'all got to realize is that stuff that has been going on, it's going to continue to go on, and eventually that's going to be what's known in the Bible is the mark of the beast. You know, without that chip, without that symbol, you're not going to be able to do anything. It's going to control your credit cards. It's going to be your bank statements. Like, all of that is going to be linked to you. And if you refuse to do it, it's just like we're forced to have certain health care now. That's all part, like, a centralized government, a centralized health care. That's not done. Obamacare isn't to help us. It's to control us. It's to regulate us. They want to control everything. Okay? Eventually, this whole gun, the gun, all this stuff with the guns, the gun regulations and gun control laws, it's all designed at the end of the day to take away, you know, our power, take away our right to defend ourselves. It's the dearming, the disarming of American citizens. The doing away of the Constitution, having a one-world government, a one-world religion, which we're going to start hearing more about. I'm not saying anything that's not already in the Bible and is not already guaranteed to happen. We're just seeing the early stages. We're not really early, but we're seeing it play out. We got to get the revelations. I always tell you, that's going to happen. The Bible is true. So if you read Revelations, you read what the world looks like in Revelations, that's, we got to get there. So Obama is moving America forward. That's his slogan, right? Moving forward. Forward to what? Nobody questioned that. You know what I mean? We're moving forward, all right. Straight to the end of the Bible. But, so, I'm going to be talking a lot tonight, Courtney, but any thoughts so far?
Yeah, I mean, you're speaking some truth just about, you know, what's going on and just how we just have to keep our eyes open, because a lot of us can, including myself at one point, can just be oblivious to things that are, you know, blatant, like just right in your face, and it's just so important to pay attention. And as I was saying, like, now I'm starting to see stuff now, and the more we talk about it, it's like, damn, it's like, now I catch it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Once you know what to look for, you'll see it all over. So we got the, you know, the whole one eye thing. That should be so clear. Like, when you start seeing these celebrities, when you start seeing these models, these magazine ads, everything is one eye. Just know that. You will see it. Once you look for it, you will see the one eye theme everywhere. Everywhere. It's like everywhere. Everything is like one eye. That's what that means when you see it. Just so you know, they're worshiping the eye of Horus. I told y'all the other night, and I told y'all I would mention it on tonight's show. Now you'll understand it a little bit more. I told y'all the other day, I was watching TV with my daughter and on her, you know, watching one of her shows, and, you know, I get her off of this stuff because, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we try to keep away from it anyway, but it just happened to be on, you know what I'm saying? It was like something on Sprout or what, I don't know if it was Dora. I forget what the actual cartoon was, maybe Caillou, one of these ridiculous shows. But they were like, you know, we're going on a trip. Where are we going? We're going to go see the king. Who's the king? We're going to go see King Horus.
Okay.
I was just, that's what they was. That's they said. They're like, oh, great. We can go see King Horus. I'm just sitting there watching, like, really? You know what I'm saying? Are you just going to, you know what I mean? You're just going to, you see how they do it? King Horus. What did we just tell y'all about King Horus and the god of Ra, the sun god, all that? So that's, but that's, like I say, that's just one thing. Another thing, I was watching Dora. I know this was Dora. And, you know, they were somewhere, and they had a camel. They had, like, a pet camel, so I don't know if they were in Egypt. I don't know what the heck they were doing. But it was a camel walking around. And so I looked at the camel. What did the camel have around its neck? Well, it had a necklace around his neck. I'm like, okay, a camel with a necklace around it. That's odd, but whatever. What's on the end of the necklace? Was a freaking pyramid. You know what I'm saying? A pyramid with an eye in it. Like, oh, okay, cool. How they do it? They do it every chance they get. These are just examples. But like I said, I want you guys, tonight's show isn't for me to give y'all all the examples, because it's, you know, endless. I mean, there's thousands of examples of what we're talking about. It's everywhere. But that I want to start the conversation. I want to start the thought process so you guys can begin to just turn on your TVs and be like, wow, oh, snap, that's what Dadon was talking about. Once you start looking for the eye, it's like, whoa, you know? On these, I'm telling you, these CD covers, these magazines, these DVDs, these advertisements, everything, you'll see it. So what else? What else? And these are all things that you'll see throughout the MTV Music Awards. You know, and the most, just, you know, all, what was that other, the BET Awards, you know, they're, no, that wasn't the BET, the Grammys, that's what it was. It was, the A, you remember that, Courtney? We did a Grammy special. The A in Grammys was a freaking pyramid. It wasn't an A. Google it. Just pull it up right now. Google, you know, Grammys, 2014 Grammys. You know what I'm saying? The A was basically a pyramid. That's what they, that's basically what they do. So, you know, that type of stuff. So if you look at now going forward, well, what else do they do? Well, we got to talk about these hand signals. You know, that's the main thing that is, you know, how they worship. Now, you know, I talk about this all the time, but I literally, I watch a lot of TV, I watch a lot of movies, you know, entertainment, whatever. And understand, in every commercial, every movie, every television show, every news broadcast, okay, you know, the, you got to understand what the Bible refers to as the enemy, you know, the mark of the beast is basically 666, you know. And I'll, before the end of the show, I'll read the actual scripture that that, you know, it, you know, is found in. But overall, that symbolizes the Satan and the satanic agenda, basically, which is 666, the mark of the beast. Now, if you form your hand as if you're making an okay sign, if you guys are familiar with Greek stuff, you know, the cap, what's known as the kappa symbol, the okay sign, you put your, you know, your right three fingers, your pinky, you know what I'm saying, your ring finger, your middle finger, and then make a, you know, a zero with your index finger and your thumb, that basically is, you know, what, now again, we're going to talk about this because this is very important. That is, because different symbols mean different things to different organizations, okay? You know, if you go to the, if you're a student at the University of Texas, right, Texas Longhorns, you're going to throw up what might, you know what I'm saying, the horns for to symbolize the Texas. If you are a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, you're going to throw up, you know, basically a sigma sign with your hands, you know what I'm saying? However, if you're a celebrity, right, and you're not a kappa, and you see what I'm saying, you're making that symbol, that symbolizes something else to them, right? If you're not a sigma, you didn't pledge a fraternity, you know, it's something different. You know, for them, it's devil horns, okay? And this is what you will see, you know, all throughout entertainment, okay? And I've compiled over the last several years, literally hundreds. I haven't counted them in a while, but hundreds, maybe even over 1,000 different celebrities. You know what I'm saying? Making these clear and blatant symbols with their hand signals. Like for example, Eddie Murphy. I was watching the other day, and you can Google all this. Take, and this is just something you can do in your own time, or even now. Try me. Take a celebrity. I won't tell you the celebrity, but you pick a celebrity, whoever you want. I don't care if it's Taylor Swift, you know, Beyonce, Bill Cosby, you know, Johnny Depp. Who, I mean, you pick a Oprah Winfrey, whatever, and you just type in their name and attach 666 to the back of it. You tell me what comes up. You tell me what you see them doing. I'm not going to tell you. You tell me what you see, okay? Just type in Oprah Winfrey. Let's just do it right now, Courtney. Let's just do it. You want to do it with me?
Sure.
Let's do it right now. We got Oprah Winfrey. Oh, you guys do it at home. Oprah Winfrey, okay? You get a right. You just type in her name, and then regular pictures come up, right? But then if you type in Oprah Winfrey 666, oh, so now something different comes up, doesn't it? Right? Something totally different comes up. You get all types of different symbolism from Oprah. As you see, she's doing the double 666 on multiple occasions. Well, that's just one. You know, if you type in, that's everyone's favorite, Beyonce, you type in just regular Beyonce, you get a whole bunch of headshots and, you know, crotch shots and just her being her normal hoish self. But then if you type in Beyonce 666, oh, whoa, what's up? Whoa, hold on, what's all this? And you get a whole bunch of different stuff, right? You guys see what I'm talking about, right? You see Beyonce throwing up the 666. Now, I don't believe she's a member of Kappa Alpha Psi. I mean, you know what I'm saying? She might be like a sweetheart or something. If she went to college, she might have pledged, but she didn't go. You see what I'm saying? She may have done something. I don't know. You know, I'm looking at the same thing you guys are. You look again. What is she doing on the far right-hand side at the top? Well, it appears she's throwing up the 666 sign while covering her left eye. Now, as you guys know from what we just talked about earlier, you guys now see what that, it's like double. You know what I'm saying? You're representing the 666, but then you're also paying homage to the eye of all-seeing eye of Horus, which you know, Satan is worship. You guys see what I'm talking about, where I'm going with this? You know, if you look at, now again, you see her throwing up the rock, right? But guess what? It's not really the rock now, is it? It doesn't really have anything to do with Jay-Z's Rockefeller Records. It has everything to do with what, Courtney?
Basically, Satanism.
Right.
The
eye
of Horus.
Pyramid.
Yeah.
Right. The pyramid. I mean, now, unless she, like I said, unless she's a Delta, right? But see, that's something different. You know, see, I think a lot of people, they tie things together where there's no ties to be had. You know, it's not the same thing. Different things mean different things to different people. You know, these people, like when you, the industry is controlled. What they believe is that fame and power is given as a gift from Satan. Really, which it is. Funny, that's the irony, is that it actually is, because it definitely ain't of God. Remember, God hates these things. The Bible says to be loved by the world, which is the epitome of a celebrity. That's what, I mean, you know, if you're a celebrity, that means you have millions of fans. You're heard all over the world. That means you're loved by the world. You have fans. Well, if you're loved by the world, that makes you an enemy of God. So remember, if you're a Satanist, then you want to be an enemy of God, and you're going to worship the things that actually make you an enemy of God, which is why they put so, what's that show? Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, Cribs. Let's take these celebrities, and, you know, it's not enough for them to have all this money, but let's glorify them. Let's all worship them. Let's be glued to our TV sets for 30 minutes, for an hour, and just watch how they live. So we can lust after them, and we can be envious of them. You're being envious of things that God hates, but that's why they do it. The worshiping of the almighty dollar. Right? That's the whole. That's why these shows, that's why they make such a big to-do about the red carpet, so we can watch all these artists and entertainers and celebrities get all made up and done up and, you know, walk the gown, you know, who are you wearing today? Oh, my gosh, you look so beautiful today. Let me bow down and worship you. That means, that's basically what they're doing. They're creating an environment where we as the watchers, you know what I'm saying, the viewers are basically worshiping these people, putting them up on these pedestals. When they do these performances, they always come down from the sky off these, you know, elaborate, you know, stages or whatever. You know, so we can worship them. That's how they think. I've mastered the ability to think like these guys. I love Jesus Christ, but to love Christ is to expose all this stuff, and then to expose it, you got to understand it. And I see it so clearly. You understand that? And that's why I tell y'all, don't just listen to me, but literally pray. You got to pray and ask God for discernment. I'm just still on Beyonce 666. Now, it's funny because, you know, when you're scrolling down, you don't just see Beyonce throwing up that symbol, but you see the Pope, and I'm seeing the same things you guys see. You see Jay-Z. You see Johnny Depp. You see Michael Jackson. You see Denzel Washington. You see someone else, I don't know who this is, with red hair and a short haircut. I'm not sure who that is, but you see her throwing the exact same symbol. You see Drake throwing the same symbol where he's covering his eye, throwing up the 666, but he's also saluting. Do you see that, Courtney?
I'm actually not near a computer, but I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly the picture you're talking about.
Yeah, many of you have seen it. He's throwing up the, you know, the 666. He's covering his left eye, and he's also at the same time throwing up a salute to Satan. You see, who else do we have here? Let's just see. I mean, you got Justin Bieber throwing up the same symbol, covering his left eye, sticking his tongue out. You see Tyra Banks throwing the 666 sign. You see, this is just a Google, but I have over 1,000 different celebrities, whether it's Kerry Washington, Barack Obama, Lady Gaga, Justin Timberlake. I mean, I have everybody. That's why I tell you guys, send it to me so I can add it to the collection. You know what I'm saying? You guys have, I'm glad a lot of you have helped me with that, compile this list. Who else? Taylor Swift here throwing up the 666. Michelle Obama. Look at this. Look at this. Taylor Swift is on the cover of Entertainment Magazine. Neo. Look at I want you guys to see this. This could not be more blatant. I'm going to post it in the link in the friends group right now. They try to be so discreet, but it's not discreet at all. If you look at Neo's Lazy Love video, interesting song. Right at the end, he's tipping his hat as he throws up the symbol. You guys see how many have I named just in the last 5 minutes? Who else do we got here? Nicki Minaj. Let's see what else we got here. Again, more Michael Jackson. Here's another one, Lil Wayne, throwing the 666, covering his eye. I mean, at some point, Nelson Mandela. Listen, guys. Birdman, Baby. Let me see. Destiny's Child. You look at the covering of the left eye. It goes on and on. And this is all I did was Google Beyonce. And if you look at this is another interesting picture here. If you scroll all the way down, she has like a orangish tint to her face. If you guys are still on Beyonce 666 Google page, if you go down, you'll see what is she doing. She's not throwing up any symbols, but she has her hat pulled down over her left eye, so only her right eye is exposed. That's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. You see how this works, guys? The price of fame, Lady Gaga, the price of fame here, what the heck? Is selling your soul. I mean, it's unfortunate, but the Bible actually confirms that. Because I want to read y'all something. Like what I just said, the price of fame is selling your soul. What is it right here? Here it is right here. Timothy 6:10 says, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs." Right? So that, it kind of tells you, because if you're a celebrity, that basically means you're rich. And to become rich, to become a celebrity, you have to have that craving for money. You have to have the love of money. See, because money, a lot of people say, well, so what are you saying then? Are you saying you can't be successful? You can't be successful if you're successful, you worship Satan? No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is what the Bible says. I'm saying that the love of money is the root of all evil. See, there's a difference. I may have money. I just opened up a new business. I have a few different businesses. I sell cars. You guys need a car, you come see me. You need counseling, you come see me. You want to get your hair done, you come to my new shop. You see how that goes? See, but I'm not doing this for the money. Yes, I make money. Yes, I do it to be successful, but I'm not doing it for the love of money. I counsel people to help people. You feel what I'm saying? I love helping people, and so as a result, I need money to live. I need money to feed my family, but I'm not doing it for the love of money. These celebrities do what they do for the love of money, which the Bible says is the root of all evil. It says it's through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. Now, remember, you can't have both. It says because of that craving, they've wandered away from the faith. You can't have faith in God and the love of money. You can't crave something and love God. That's why the Bible says right here in Matthew 6:24 that no one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. You see how that, I mean, I don't know, you know what I mean? I don't know what else to say about that. We talked the other night about how what it says about, you know, trying to fit through the eye of a needle. It says it's easier for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich person to get into heaven. That's the reason why it's so hard, if not impossible, is right here, because it just says, you know what I'm saying? No one can serve two masters. You know what I'm saying? You cannot serve God and money. These celebrities worship money. What's your thoughts on that, Courtney?
I agree. They do worship it. They obsess over it. And to get to that point, you know, that they want to, you know, financially, they have to make certain sacrifices and they have to do certain things to get to that level, which is why what you just stated, you know, it's easier for the camel to, you know, to get through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven because of all the things that they do.
Right.
To get
right.
to that point. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's basically how it goes. It's the craving. So let's look at what else is going on out here. Let's look at what else we have. We got talking about the devil horns, that you know what I'm saying? The diamond sign and the 666 sign. Those are the three they're more, but those are the three major symbols that you guys will see literally flooding the entire entertainment and political industry. Every politician, every newscaster, you know, Sean Robinson, Billy Bush, you know, all these Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, you know, these CNN newscasters, you know, everybody, these celebrities doing these interviews, everybody. You ever notice, Courtney, everybody talks with their hands? Do you talk with your hands?
Sometimes, but not the way that they do. I'm
right.
not extra like them, you know, with the okay sign. No one talks like that.
Right. See, here's the thing. I'm not a hand. I mean, I don't. My wife is. She does. And I know many. I mean, it's not that in and of itself is not an issue. Like some people just naturally talk with their hands. Okay. But when you and that's the they know that. So that's how they do it. That's how they get you. It's just like, okay, this is just another person who happens to talk with their hands. But, you know what I'm saying, when they're doing it, you just got to watch them. You just got to watch. Like, as they're doing it, they will throw up these carefully placed hand signals to let you know that they subscribe to, you know, this agenda, this demonic and satanic agenda and overall way of thinking, this satanic and demonic ideology, you know, the New World Order, that, you know what I'm saying, they're down with the team. They have, you know what I'm saying, you have to show, you know, who you represent. That's basically how it goes. All right? So those are the three. You got your devil horns, you got your, the you know what I'm saying, the 666 hand sign, and then you got the pyramid sign. You ever watch these people like Steve Harvey? I just saw Cedric the Entertainer doing it blatantly on, he was hosting, like, I don't know if it was like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or something. He's just talking, you know, with his hands like T.D. Jakes. All these guys just do that. I do public speaking, you know what I'm saying? I do a whole bunch of stuff. And I swear on everything, I have never just been standing somewhere, you know what I mean, just blatantly and like just made the pyramid sign with my, with my hands. I mean, have you, is that how you stand?
No. But I see them take a lot of pictures like that, Steve Harvey being the main one that pops into my head, like you just.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's basically what happens. You know, they take these signs and use them as an opportunity to show, you know what I'm saying, that the powers that be, hey, yeah, this is how I represent. For example, Kevin Hart at some awards show, I don't know where he was, he had a shirt. I don't know if you guys saw it. I mean, I posted it in the group. He had a shirt with a whole bunch of eyes on it. It was just like one eye, but the whole shirt was just eyes. And I think somewhere it said his Twitter was like all eyes on me, or the Instagram capture. Oh no, it's not all eyes on me. That's not why you did it. You did it because you're representing. You ever see these guys? Now, so that's the symbols. You know, like Mike Epps even exposed them. You see what I'm saying? Like a lot of people are like, oh yeah, Mike Epps is hating because, you know, Kevin Hart is, you know, on top right now, the comedy world. It's not about hating. It's about what it is. You know, like when you're in the industry, I mean, how many people have been in the industry and will actually tell you what's going on? I interviewed Mark Curry on my show a long time ago, back when we had a lot of celebrities. I interviewed Mark Curry. He has he was signed to Bad Boy. He worked, you know, he was like right on Bad Boy with Diddy and all them. He wrote a book. Guess what his book was called? You can Google it. You can read his book. You can order it. His book is called Dancing with the Devil. Right? I mean, now he's in the entertainment industry, working with Diddy, signed with Bad Boy. Why would he title his book working, you know, Dancing with the Devil? Well, because he found out the hard way that, you know, when you are in that industry, that there are certain things that are required. There's certain things that go on. I was watching an interview with Mano. Many of you guys may know Mano. And you can probably Google it. Mano is that guy, you know, he came out with a song. I forget his stupid
Hi,
song.
Hater. Hi, Hater.
Yeah, thank you. See, I knew there was a reason you were. It's like, no, I'm messing. You know what I'm saying? But I know the Hi, Hater song. Yeah, that was like his one-hit wonder. And, you know, that pretty much took him to another level, you know. And so I was watching the interview with him, and it's like I said, it's right on YouTube. I'm sure you can find it. I'll post it if I run into it. But I was watching this interview with him, and they were like, yeah, so, what's this all about, secret societies? I mean, you know, can you tell us, are there secret societies in music? He said, come on. Now, this is Mano. Everybody knows the Hi, Hater song. He's in it. You know what I'm saying? He said, come on. He's like, let's be serious. He said, of course it's secret societies in music, in the music industry. He said, everybody knows that. He said, but if, you know what I'm saying, he said, like, now, well, are you a part of it? He said, no, I'm not a part of it. He said, hey, if I was a part of it, I think I'd be a little bit bigger than I am right now. He said, there's certain things that's required to get to that next level. And if you're not down with that, then you ain't going to be at the next level. He said, as simple as that. He said, all these artists, they come out, and then they find out the hard way what's required. Certain artists, you know, subscribe to that, you know, and they take it all the way, and, you know, the industry uses them and then spits them back out. Other artists are like, whoa, I'm not down with that for whatever reason, and then you don't hear from them anymore. Perfect example. I was watching, you guys know about Lupe Fiasco. He's from up your way, Courtney. I was watching the interview, and he's another one. Now, watch this. I just missed it. Watch this. Go to Google, right? Now, and I haven't even done this. I'm putting myself out there on a limb right now. But we're going to do something. Just Google Lupe Fiasco, because I know I've seen it. Whether or not it'll come up here, it remains to be seen. But let's just see. Lupe Fiasco, and it's just a regular guy. Lupe Fiasco, 666 next to his name. Oh, my. What's this? Whoa. You see? Whoa, what do we have here? Huh. I know you're not in front of a computer, Courtney, but everybody at home listening is like, whoa, there might be some truth to what this guy's talking about, huh? What's this? Lupe Fiasco. Lupe Fiasco, 6'8". What comes up? Well, as you guys see, what is he throwing up here? He's throwing up a 666 sign. There's another shot of him covering his right eye and throwing up the 666 sign at the same time. Oh, here's the Pope throwing up a double 666, like covering his eyes with Lupe Fiasco throwing up a diamond sign. We now know what that really means. What's this? What else we got? We got a picture of Birdman throwing up the 666 sign. Another one, Lupe throwing up. You guys see what's happening? Eminem throwing it up. Here's another one, Beyonce throwing up. Michael Jackson throwing it up. Who's this? What else we got here? You see how these guys, you see how this works, guys? They they sold their souls. The Beatles, here's the Beatles. You guys have seen this picture of the Beatles. One guy throwing up the 60s, the other guy throwing up the devil horns. You know, same thing. Lil Wayne throwing it up. See, guys, we're talking tonight about demonic symbols. Here's Biggie right here. Biggie, what's on Biggie's jacket? If you guys are following me, you're scrolling down. What's on Biggie's jacket? Huh. Biggie has a clothing line, evidently, before he died. It says 666 right there on his left sleeve. Or left, you know, right on his chest. How deep is that, Courtney?
Wow. It's right there, right in your face.
Hmm. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you, is Justin Bieber is another one. Listen, I know this may seem weird. That's why I told you last week. You know, if you don't want to, you know, listen to this stuff, if you don't want to know this stuff, if you want to continue being left in the dark and not have to TV, watch movies, listen to music from a different perspective, then don't listen to tonight's show. Because now, everyone listening, you now have the truth. Here's Warren Buffett throwing up the diamond sign. You know, it's what's required. You know, don't think, guys, that I don't have multiple pictures of Barack Obama doing the exact same symbol as Lupe Fiasco and the rest of these satanic bastards. Don't think he's any different. Don't think anyone is different. Again, to be loved by the world there's a price to that. Okay? There is a price. Meek Mill throwing up the same symbol, George Bush throwing up the same symbol. Okay, you can find everyone. Now, some people may say, well, you know, well, I don't know. Maybe that's just a coincidence, Dadon. You know what I mean? That's, you know, that doesn't mean that they worship the devil. You guys, you see what I'm saying? It's not, guess what? It's not a coincidence, guys. It's, all right. Let's keep it moving, though. So, we've got the hand symbols. We've got the pyramid, Illuminati symbolism, which we explained where that comes from. But now, you know, we got the 666, the pyramid, all right, and the covering of the eye. But what else? What other symbolism is out there? Well, obviously, you got to talk about the colors. Okay? You got to, you know what I'm saying, if you're talking about Illuminati symbolism, demonic symbolism, you know, satanic symbolism. Obviously, in addition to the hand symbols, the other symbols, you know, you got to look at colors. The Church of Satan is an actual organization. Who is known as one of the founding fathers of the Church of Satan is Aleister Crowley. Okay, now if you guys in your own time do some research on who Aleister Crowley was. He is the self-proclaimed most evil man, or was the most evil man on earth. That's what he called himself. His credo, you know, is basically "Do as thou wilt." Now, many of you may, if you are still in front of your computers here, if you go to Google and you type in Jay-Z. Let's just do it together. Jay, come on, guys, do it with me. Jay-Z, right? Do as thou wilt. Just type in that. Type in Jay-Z. What's this? What comes up? Huh. You have Jay-Z wearing a sweatshirt that says "Do as thou wilt" on it. Now, again, let's just go back a little bit. One of the foundations of Satanism, the major Satanist, again, well, he's the founder of the Church of Satan. So he's obviously one of the most influential men. You'll see people like Sierra, you know, a lot of these celebrities wearing, you know, his sayings and his picture and things like, obviously, Jay-Z. You know, he likes to start trends, and a lot of celebrities have been following that trend by, you know, wearing his sayings and different things, his quotes. But overall, Satanism, it's basically they don't believe in heaven, they don't believe in hell. It's like, look, just do what you want, okay? Just kind of live life how you want to live it. You know, there is no God per se. You know, in fact, we are all gods. That's what they believe. And we'll get into that a little bit later. They view themselves as gods. So their whole thing is do as thou wilt. Aleister Crowley, that was his saying. He was the founder of the Church of Satan. He's the most evil man on earth. Now, what else sounds like, what other popular slogan, you know, sounds similar to that? Well, you know, what's Pepsi's new slogan of the last few years? It's basically live for now, right? So what are they saying? Well, just live for now. YOLO, you only live once. Just do what you want to do. You only live once. What the heck? Don't worry about it. Do what you want to do. Do as thou wilt. You guys understand that? It's all the same. They are adopting a satanic ideology as their slogan, as how they base their lives. If you look at, you know, Oprah, somebody like Oprah Winfrey, okay? You look at, you know, what she believes. You look at people like Iyanla Van Zandt, okay? These people believe, ironically, the same thing. I was watching a video a long time ago where they were saying, I got to find it again. This was one of the most deepest videos I've ever seen in all my life. It was a side-by-side comparison. It had actual Satanists, like these white guys, you know what I'm saying, and they were being interviewed, like actual Satanists who will tell you, hey, look, yeah, we believe in the Church of Satan, or we belong to the Church of Satan, this is what we believe. Actual Satanists explaining what they believe. And then they just did a split screen to Oprah Winfrey, people like Oprah Winfrey, Will Smith, Kanye West, Rihanna, I forget, there was a couple other people in there. And guess what? They were all saying the same exact thing. Will you believe that?
Yes, I do.
They were all saying the same thing, just in a different way. They were basically saying, hey, look, you know, we believe in Satan. We don't have any rules. We live life how we want to do it. There is no heaven or hell. You know, Oprah Winfrey was saying the same thing. Hey, you just do what you want to do. You know, you're a good person. You live life the right way. And, the creator, you know, the universe will take care of you. Remember, you guys ever see the Beyonce video where Oprah nicknamed Beyonce the, what's she call her?
The mistress of the universe.
Just stupid stuff. You got, so that's so understanding the symbolism, this is very important as anything we've talked about so far, because it's, you know, it's the foundation of what they believe. It's do as thou wilt. Aleister Crowley, he's the founder of the Church of Satan, which is an actual organization. It's not just, that's an actual organization. It's an actual church, okay, with countless followers around the world, you know, including celebrities, right? You know what I mean? I know that's hard to believe for a lot of people, but actual celebrities do belong to the Church of Satan. And, I mean, yeah, that's, you know, Jay-Z is a perfect example of that. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, when people talk about it, it's like, oh, no, you're just hating. You're just like, what do you mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, for lack of a better term, I know it's, you know, it's cliche, but, you know, if it walks like a duck, you know what I mean? Then it's a duck. You know, you can't see stuff. You know, but the problem is people don't know what Satanism is. That's why I'm doing tonight's show. So you can't just see all this stuff and be like, oh, no, that's not what it is. Like, what do you mean? Yes, it is. Like, if somebody has sex with little boys, well, then they're a pedophile. You know, like I always tell y'all, if I put on a uniform and I fight crime, well, I'm a police officer. I put out fires. I'm a firefighter. If I walk around throwing up certain symbolism, wearing certain colors, covering up my left eye, going around feeling like, hey, I can do whatever I want to do, worshiping sex, drugs, money, and all this other stuff, living a certain life, guess what? I'm a Satanist. So when you see these celebrities doing all these things, don't just go, oh, no, he's, you know, that's not what that is. That must be something else. No, it ain't nothing else. That's what it is. You know, your favorite celebrities, unfortunately, have made a decision. See, be clear. A lot of people, it's hard to fathom. The mind is hard to understand when you know, to say, all right, well, they worship Satan. It's not about worshiping Satan. It's not about that. It's not about who they love, you know what I'm saying, or who they worship. It's about what do they love. You know what I mean? That's how you know if somebody worships Satan, when you look at what do they love. See, I love Jesus Christ. You guys love Jesus Christ, so you do certain things, right? But if you love Satan, then you're going to do certain things. You're going to do things like have a lot of sex. You're going to love money. You're going to sing about money. You're going to, you know, live a certain lifestyle that's clearly displeasing to God. Well, if you don't love God, then you love Satan. That's what it is. A lot of people, they make it more complicated than what it is. Satanism isn't complicated. It's, again, loving the things that God hates. That's a Satanist. So when you see these celebrities, clearly, when you hear Beyonce using the Lord's name in vain, G-damn, I look so good tonight, money, all this other crap, you know, what does that tell you? You're using the Lord's name in vain. You're saying all this disrespectful stuff, calling yourself all these, you know what I'm saying, whatever, Jehovah. Well, you definitely don't love God if you're disrespecting God. So if you don't love God, you must love somebody else. I mean, it's not rocket science. It doesn't, you know, require some type of PhD. You know, it's common sense, in fact. So let's talk about these colors, though. So I was began mentioning the Church of Satan. When you look at the Church of Satan, they have an actual flag. Right, there is an actual flag, of Satan. Those colors are red, black, white, and silver. Okay, so just jot these down. That's just so you know. Those are the colors of the satanic flag, the Church of Satan. Red, black, white, and silver. Now, in past years, in fact, last year, we did a whole show. If you go back to the archives and you look at our post-VMA special from last year, those colors were everywhere. That's what was in at that time, the actual colors. Red, black, white, and silver, you know, whether it was, you know, Robin Thicke, whether it was, I mean, literally every celebrity, every performer was rocking those colors. Justin Timberlake, for example, came out with, you know, like a black tux, you know, some type of silver vest or whatever, and like a red, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, clearly, everybody, that was the theme. And I see all these trends. What they've done this year, and really they've been moving towards this direction slowly but surely over the last few years, I see it all. They're now moved, they've simplified it a little bit to just rocking black and white. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's like what's in now. That's how they do it. That's what's in style. Okay, that's in vogue, as they would say, for the celebrity. So, you know, if you look at last night's show, it was a little bit different than, last night's show compared to last year's show. You know, it wasn't as colorful. They didn't have all the colors, just basically black and white. You know, what do you mean by that? Well, and a good example of this, just so you know, the black and white checkered, and Google that when you get some time, is a clear satanic and demonic symbol. All right, that's what the black and white checkerboard is, something that goes back centuries, you know, to illustrate, you know, satanic worship. That's one of their major the fundamental symbols that they use, is again the black and white checkerboard. All right, now if you Google, you know, you'll see all these celebrities. Perfect example. Go to. We were just talking about Stan Smith. Stan Smith. Well, if you look at his "Stay With Me" video, I don't know, guys. What's on his jacket? what kind of jacket is Sam Smith wearing? In the matter of fact, let's just Google. Let's just see what comes up. Sam Smith. I've never done this before, so I don't know what's going to come up when we Google Sam Smith. 666. He's a new guy in the industry. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Yeah, he hasn't been around as much, but if you go to his video, you'll see the black and white checkerboard on his jacket. Now, that may seem like, oh, you know, whatever, that's just a coincidence. Listen, it's not a coincidence because everybody does it. You know, if you look at another example, Robin Thicke. Remember last year everybody was talking about him grinding up on Miley Cyrus? Did you see that, Courtney?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of suit did Robin Thicke have on?
He had black and white. I think it was striped, though, wasn't it? But it was still black and white. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's how they do it. They switch. It's black and white, whether it's the checker, whether it's the stripes, the zebra stripes. That's basically another example, Ariana Grande. Look at her. If you look at her performance, what kind of outfit did she have on last night? Well, she had on a black and white striped, you know, dress. These are all clear demonic insights. And just look at these videos. I can almost promise you just about 99. Matter of fact, we could even go to MTV Jams right now, okay? Like, while we're on the show, just, you know, if you're in front of a TV, we can even do that together. Turn to MTV Jams and just, you know, put it on mute and just listen to me and watch that. You know, by the next hour or so, you will see, I mean, just on MTV Jams, countless, you know, everything that we're talking about, whether it's the covering of the eye, whether it's the black and white stripes, whether it's the, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm just looking here at a football game I have. I mean, who says the referee, you know, has to have black and white stripes? You ever thought about that, Courtney?
No, I haven't.
I mean, I'm just asking. You know, why do referees, why does Foot Locker, who says they have to, I mean, who came up with that idea? Oh, here it is right here.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. I'm going to post it right now. You see what I'm saying, guys? That's what it is. I see Sam Smith right here with the jacket. I'll go ahead and post it in the group for y'all real quick. Post in the Friends of Dana and Tolbert Show group. There's no reason. These are not coincidences. That's what, you know what I mean? I want you guys all to understand these are very calculated. Nothing in the entertainment industry is, you know, is by chance. There it is, guys. I just posted it for you. You can click on it. You know, you see what I'm saying? And these types of images are things that once you know to look out for. Like now, you guys are gonna every time you see, you're like, oh snap, the whole floor is checkered. You see what I'm saying? And I was smart. I hate these bastards. I'll tell you what I did. I got a new shop. We're opening up. I've always liked that design. And so I said, you know what? I'm not going to do that because of that. I said, no, I don't subscribe to that. I made my same floors that color, that design to say, hey, look, I don't care what y'all do. I know what I'm going to do. Okay? I'm going to take away your power and whatever it is you guys try to do and make it for evil, I'm going to make it for good. I'm going to worship Jesus Christ. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes you have to do that. You know, you got to take a stand and just say, hey, look, I don't care what's popular. And that's what we got, you know, that's what we're doing tonight. That's what we're doing just going forward. So keep in mind, so the colors, red, black, white, and silver, and then now, I mean, anyone with a half a brain, and this is no disrespect, you can look at last night's VMA shows and see I mean, it's not a coincidence. Everybody's wearing black and white. Did you notice that? Like, did anyone, like, stop and say, like, wow, I wonder what's going on? Like, why is that? What were you going to say?
Right. I was going to say, yeah, it was a lot of black and white. I mean, whether it was, like, from the performances, like the dancers, I think somebody had, like, dancers with all black or all white. Or you can look at, like, the outfits of the celebrities. Miley Cyrus, her outfit was all black. I mean, it's just everywhere. It's crazy. And I think one more thing. I think her name is Ariana Grande. I think for her performance, if I'm not mistaken, if somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't she coming out of like a UFO or something? I mean, like I said, I kind of caught like a little snippet, but I'm like, that was like so blatant. It's like, wow, everything's like, you know, supernatural or black and white, just craziness.
You know, Courtney, now you're talking, because that is the type of stuff that is, which is the reason why I'm doing tonight's show, is to get people seeing that type of stuff. I'm so proud of you right now, because we haven't even talked about that, but that's, you're starting to think in the right way. Osho and I did a show. You guys may have heard our Noah special, the special on Noah. Many of you may remember our special on aliens, giants, UFOs, and what the Bible says about them. That's my next point, Courtney, actually, is you know, as far as symbolism, these guys, when you look at the Old Testament, you look at what the Word says about fallen angels, you know what I'm saying? You look at what the Word says, I'm talking about the actual Bible, says about giants, you know what I mean? And you know, who they were, what they represented, you know, fallen angels kicked out of heaven, how they came down, you know what I'm saying, and had sex with the humans, and as a result, you know, produced, you know, an entire cursed race, you know, of people, a mixed breed of people, half human, half demons. And you look at, you know what I'm saying, what's going on at, you know, in generations to come after that actually happened in the Bible. You know, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's really what aliens are. And also confirmed all this. We did the whole show on it. And please, please do yourselves a favor. If you missed that show or are a newer listener, go back and listen to our special on aliens and what the Bible says that they are. You know, giants, UFOs. This is what, see, you know, fallen angels obviously were kicked out of heaven, fell out of favor with God, and went on to do things that were deplorable to God. So what happens is there's a reason why, you know, the entertainment industry has this obsession with aliens. There's a reason why, because again, if they worship Satan and God was obviously not pleased with these fallen angels, obviously that's why they fell. Well, who's going to love them? You know, if God, you know what I'm saying, was displeased and hated that their acts, their sinful acts, well, then obviously Satanists are going to embrace that. So that's the reason, one of the reasons why everything, I mean, I cannot tell you, I mean, whether it's these kids shows, whether it's these TV shows, every movie, pick a star, any star, whether it's Will Smith, Tom Cruise, the biggest, Brad Pitt, the biggest stars of all time have all made one type of movie in their career. Halle Berry, I promise you, you will not find a huge superstar in the entertainment industry who has not made a movie about aliens in some capacity. You never will find that. I hope I don't need to run down the list. Will Smith, obviously, this whole Men in Black, you know, Independence Day, War of the Worlds, Tom Cruise, you know, all his movies are about aliens. I mean, I'm saying, like, these disaster movies having to do with the end of the world, Brad Pitt, War of the Worlds. Halle Berry has a new TV show out right now specifically about aliens. Tom Hanks. All of these movies have to do with aliens, monsters, giants, so, like Courtney said, the supernatural. There's a reason why, you know, our Ariana Grande, you know, came down out of a spaceship. They're, you know what I'm saying? They do that. That's the symbolism that we're here talking about and that most people won't even pick up on. I saw it blatantly. That's on my list of things to talk about tonight. Courtney just beat me to it. You see what I'm saying? But these are all the symbols that we have to now, as Christians, be aware of. Every celebrity can be seen doing this stuff, whether it's the 666. I'll go back a second. You know, they get creative with it. You know, speaking of Ariana Grande, did anybody catch on her performance, as she was holding the microphone, she flashed it up? That's a very common way that celebrities throw it up on the low, by holding a microphone, and while talking with the microphone, they throw up their three, you know, right fingers, you know what I'm saying, boom. They do it all the time. You know what I'm saying? Ariana Grande did it last night. Last night, Beyonce did it last night. I took a still shot of it on my with my phone. I posted it over in the friends group. You guys saw it blatantly. Beyonce 666 during the program. You know what I'm saying? Michelle Obama does it all the time. You know, while she does her interviews, her magazine covers, you know, devil horns she throws up on the low. I can post them right now if you, but just Google. Oh, I mean, if we just, let's just Google it. Since we do it with everybody else, like maybe people think she's, for some strange reason, above it. Let's just go back to Google, guys. Let's just do something. Michelle Obama. All right. Now, at the end of her name, just like we do with every other celebrity, Michelle Obama 666. Okay, let's see what comes up. Let's just see. Okay. All right, so, oh, what's this? What do we have here? So at the top, many of you may remember, Michelle Obama was at the on the cover of Vogue a few years ago. What's this? What's she got going on here? You guys see what I see? I know Courtney's not in front, but she has a purple dress on. You guys see it. Right, look at her fingers. Who takes a picture? She's throwing up devil horns. Right? I mean, you can't not see that. I know you love Obama. I know you love Michelle. I mean, but you know what I'm saying? This is what tonight's show is about. Now that you have this information, you can no longer ignore it and be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I didn't see that, or I didn't, you know. No, it's blatant, right? She's blatantly throwing up devil horns. Now, if you look... I gotta post this, man. This is crazy. I gotta post this. You guys are over in the friends group. You gotta add yourselves, because here's Michelle Obama throwing up the rock sign, throwing up the diamond. What the heck is she doing? What is this? I just posted it. Go in the friends group. You'll see it. She's blatant. I mean, who does that? You guys see it? I just posted it. She's in a light blue dress, throwing up a diamond sign. So these are all things, guys, that, you know what I'm saying, as we talk about symbolism, as we talk about the entertainment industry, you will see that no one is exempt. The price of fame, you know, unfortunately, is, you know, selling your soul, is subscribing to a anti-God, you know, way of being. Okay. What else we got here? Beyonce. Oh, now this is very important. As important as any of these things. And we're talking about symbolism. These are everything we're spending time on. There's so much, but I'm just tackling the major symbols, the absolute foundation symbols, like the symbols that are most recognizable that you will literally see just from turning on your TV. Okay, one of the last ones I want to talk about tonight is Baphomet. Okay, you got to talk about Baphomet. Somebody may say, "Well, you know, who is what? What is Baphomet?" Let's Google Baphomet real quick to see who. And I'll just tell you something. You know, Baphomet is some. I mean, this whole thing. This is how I learned. Okay, it's just from researching and getting information and praying and asking God for discernment. You know, but let's read what Wikipedia says about, you know, Baphomet. Baphomet is a term originally used to describe an idol or other deity that the Knights Templar was accused of worshiping and subsequently incorporated into disparate occult and mystical traditions. All right. It appeared as a term for a pagan idol in trial transcripts of the Inquisition of the Knights Templar in the early 14th century. Then the name first came into popular English usage in the 19th century with debate and speculation on the reasons for the suppression of the Templars. since 1856, the name Baphomet has been associated with the Sabbatic goat image drawn by Eliphas, which contains binary elements representing the sum total of the universe. However, Baphomet has been connected with Satanism as well, primarily due to the adoption of it as its symbol by the Church of Satan. So, in short, you know, in a nutshell, Baphomet is basically the symbol used widely by the Church of Satan, who was founded by Aleister Crowley, who was worshipped, you know, and idolized by people like Jay-Z. This is all documented. So basically, he got to understand. So if we have Satanists, connect the dots here, you have actual Satanists, and we talked about how you can recognize Satanists. We've talked about that. So now you know how to recognize them. You know what they worship. Well, Baphomet, if you look, if you're still on the Google page, is basically a goat-faced, you know, winged, you know, some form of, you know, demon with these wide horns, okay, shirtless, you know, some type of monster, a demon. That's what Baphomet is. Now, the horns is what I want you guys to focus on right now, because this is very, very important. Baphomet is, understand, like, you know how Christians, like Jesus Christ, and what is the symbol that symbolizes Jesus Christ dying for our sins, Courtney?
The cross.
Right. So if you're a Christian, then basically your symbol, you know what I'm saying, is the cross. That's how that works. Now, if you are a Satanist, the symbol that you worship is going to be Baphomet. It's the same thing. Christians worship the cross. Satanists worship Baphomet. So now, why am I focusing on this? Well, if you look at a lot of these, even Instagram is actually very satanic to a certain extent. And I'll tell you why. But you ever see the Niggas in Paris video, Courtney?
It's been a while. I don't remember it.
If you guys go to go to YouTube, or maybe you've seen in the past, you guys may have noticed a lot of different interesting imagery, right? It's like a lot of, you know, shapes. Well, what is that shape? And I'm just using this as an example. But what's that shape? If you look at how the images are being distorted, it's actually in a shape of the Baphomet horns, right? I mean, if you remember it and you know what I'm talking about, it's that sign. You ever go on Instagram and you know how you can make your pictures face like the opposite direction? Well, look at that shape, and then look at Baphomet. It's actually the shape of the horns. Another example, if you look at, anybody watch Power out there? I watch Power with 50 Cent and Amari Hardwick and all those other guys. If you look at the intro, the opening credits, what's going on? Do you watch Power, Courtney, or no?
Mm-hmm. No.
You don't mess with it. Well, if you look at it, what is it, guys? You guys know what it is. All the images are the same thing. It's different things, but it's making the same shape, the same image. It's the image of the horns. And I'm telling you, I've seen, these are just three or four examples, but this is what they do. Okay, they do different things, whether it's in these commercials, whether it's in whatever, they'll make things the shape, you know, of these horns to symbolize, this is as powerful as the cross is. Well, it's not as powerful, but you guys get what I'm saying. It's the equivalent, you know, for them. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on this, Corey? I mean, this is new to, some stuff is new to you and new to a lot of people.
Yeah, it's crazy. I actually, I got my computer now, and I Googled Baphomet. And just Baphomet, that's all I typed. Why the first thing that came up was Beyonce and showing that. And she actually has a ring, a Baphomet ring, too. It's just crazy. Oh, what are you about to say?
No, you're right. I'm glad you, because that's a good example. Let's just do that. Let's Google let's do what you did. Everybody, let's Google Baphomet. Now, that's all we're doing. Like Courtney said, we're not typing in Beyonce. Baphomet is that's like saying, let's type in the cross. Type in Jesus, type in the cross, and see what comes. All we're doing is typing in Baphomet. Okay, let's just type in Baphomet. That's it. Which we have established is the main symbol for the Church of Satan. Right? Now, that's interesting because as Courtney just pointed out, why on earth would there be multiple pictures of Beyonce popping up when you Google Baphomet? I mean, I'm just like the main image of Satan. Why would that happen? Why would you, as a Christian, people say, well, she's a Christian, she loves God. Well, like when you Google Dayton Tolbert, a lot of things will come up for me, but Baphomet will not be one of them. Right? I mean, let's just be honest here. I mean, hey, if you Google, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Google Maya Angelou. Baphomet will not come up. You see what I'm saying? So why, if you Google Baphomet, does Beyonce come up? Well, there's a reason for that. It's a price to be the most popular and most powerful woman in entertainment. You see what I'm saying? To get to that point, you have to publicly worship Baphomet. That's, you know what I mean? That's just how that goes. So if you see this famous picture here, well, as you see, Beyonce, everyone's beloved Beyonce, is wearing a ring of Baphomet. What the heck? You know what I mean? I wonder what the Beehive, you know what I'm saying, thinks about their idol wearing a picture of Baphomet. Is there a logical explanation for why Beyonce would be wearing a symbol of the Church of Satan?
Because that's what she worships. But her fans will come up with some other excuse that it's fashion and it means nothing.
Oh, right. It's just fashion. I forgot. Okay, my bad. This is just fashion. That's all it is. I think you guys know by now, guess what? It ain't just fashion. You know what I mean? So that's what Baphomet is. That's just one example, though. Like Beyonce. But if you look at this picture, though, which I was going to talk about, of her with this outfit on. I don't know. If it looks like it's some type of motorcycle. But what is she doing here? Right? I mean, she has the horns of the, you know what I'm saying, of the motorcycle. Come on, you guys don't even, it's a shape of Baphomet, you know what I mean? It's Baphomet on the low. But even in the middle of it, you know, it has a picture of Baphomet. It has a little Baphomet head attached to it. There's no reason for this stuff other than that. If you guys see someone walking down the street with a KKK outfit on, you know what I'm saying? Well, guess what? They worship, you know, that's part of the Klan. You're in Klan country, you know what I mean? Like, you better run or do what you got to do. It's not a question. If you're getting mugged, you see someone in a uniform, and you say, help, help, I'm being mugged because he's a cop. If you see someone in any way, shape, or form representing Baphomet, I mean, if you see somebody with a cross, you know, a necklace on with a cross, you're going to say, oh, okay, that's a Christian. Right? I'm a Christian too. You can have a conversation with that person. But if you see somebody posing like Beyonce is doing here with Baphomet, I mean, what other logical, you know, explanation could there be? You know what I mean? It's not rocket science. But yet, so many people will allow, so many women and children, you know what I'm saying, and parents will allow their kids to listen to Beyonce, to worship Beyonce, as if there's nothing wrong with this stuff. Pastors, I've heard pastors, you look at Preachers of L.A., these people are talking about surfboard, these chicks are at home listening to Beyonce, getting their backs blown out by the pastors to Beyonce, but yet going and preaching sermons about, you know, whatever. It's ridiculous. It's all ridiculous. Okay, so these are the main symbols, you know, of you know, demonic and satanic worship. Okay, it's the supernatural, the occult, these aliens. If you really fallen angels, you know what aliens really are now. You know, the hand symbols, the colors, the all-seeing eye. These are the main symbols that are clearly examples of demonic and satanic worship. Now, what are some other things, though? You know, we've been talking about things that God hates. Well, one of those things that God hates is, you know, is obviously homosexuality. I mean, you know, even though Barack Obama and, you know, these, you know, liberals have, you know, introduced laws and passed laws and, you know, made it cool to be gay and all this other stuff, the Bible still says what it says. You know, a man should not lay with a man as he lays with a woman, for it's an abomination. Well, they've taken that and ran with it. Okay? You know, the entertainment industry, these people, there is a clear-cut gay agenda. We talked a while ago about, you know, how else, you know, really not how else, but how could you get, you know, the black church to subscribe to this gay agenda? How can you do that? You couldn't get George Bush in there. You couldn't get John Kerry. You definitely couldn't get John McCain in the black church and get the black church to subscribe and you know, to this homosexual agenda and make it okay. So what do? Well, you go out and you get a black man who has black supporters who can infiltrate the black church as a Christian, because he definitely ain't a Christian. You know what I mean? Worshiping, you know, passing laws and, you know, and being accepting of things that God hates, that ain't no Christian, not a real Christian. So that's the plan. There's a huge gay agenda to, again, push forward an agenda that focuses on things that God clearly is not in support of and does and actually hates. You look at every major radio station, you turn on your radio, you will hear, if it's a black radio, you're going to hear a gay man. You know, you're going to hear a gay, whether he's a co-host like Nephew Tommy, you know, whether in your Philly you got Mother Knows, you know, whether wherever you are, you're probably going to hear some form of gay whatever, you know, on the air. You look at these reality shows, you look at these TV shows, look at these movies, everything is like, you know, just gay, you know, a huge gay thing. It's not about anything other than focusing on something that God clearly hates. That's it. Because, again, the world is run, this, you know, entertainment industry is run by Satanists. And we've already defined what that entails, loving the things that God hates. It's very simple, actually. People overcomplicate it. It's not complicated at all. All right? Going back a little bit. In fact, just on the whole gay thing, I was watching, and we talked about this a couple years ago when it came out, but this was something very, they meant it to be minor, but it was, well, they meant it to be major, because it is major, but they did it in a very minor way. Anybody ever see Skyfall with the whole, we talked about it actually when we talked about the Sandy Hook tragedy, when we talked about the Aurora, Colorado tragedy. We talked about, you know, how obviously you could, you know, they prefaced that in the Skyfall trailer, you know, like if you were, or, you know, in the Skyfall movie, and you saw it during the Batman trailer, you know, when those people were shot up, as they were shot up, they were watching the Skyfall trailer. Well, in the Skyfall movie, there is a scene with, you know, obviously James Bond, who is an iconic character and has been for, you know, for decades, going back, you know, years. You know, this is someone who really epitomized cool, someone who epitomized manliness, you know, calm under pressure, you know, an action hero. Like, every, I mean, James Bond is James Bond. Like, everybody knows James Bond. And what they did was, these people, these bastards, these satanic bastards, what they did was they introduced the thought that James Bond might have either been gay or had a gay experience. And that, I mean, that was so significant, because what they did was, if you guys saw the film, you know what I'm talking about, or maybe you even missed it because it was very discreet, but when James Bond was being held captive, you know, by, I forget what the villain's name was, he was being held captive, who was by someone who was actually gay. And he said something to, if I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember exactly this, you know, the wording of it, but the scene basically was the guy was gay, and he was basically saying, oh, yeah, I could just, you know, do X, Y, and Z with you, and you'd be helpless. And he was like, oh, he said, I bet that'd be the first time, something like that. And James Bond was like, who said it would be the first time? I'm like, what the heck? Like, what do you see? Like, that's major. You take this iconic character and you basically make him say something like that, that basically solidifies the fact or even introduces the possibility, which is even still significant, that James Bond may have got it up the butt one day, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. That's major. And there's a reason for that. They don't just put stuff in movies just because they think it sounds cool. That doesn't sound cool to make a gay joke if you're not gay. You will never – you ever see these guys like Jimmy Fallon, you know, these freaking weirdos out here who – Conan O'Brien, who make all these gay jokes at their own expense. You've seen that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, yo, like, are you gay? Like, real men don't joke about, or I should say non-gay men don't joke, exactly, real men don't joke about being gay. You don't do that. Jimmy Fallon is always making, oh my God, I find you so sexy right now. You know, I'm like, what? Back in the day, that was not okay. And they do that. And you'll see it all the time with these weirdos like Justin Timberlake, like these celebrities. It's just become cool to do that. So that's, again, that's the symbolism. You know, it's how they do it. Now, going back to the colors briefly, I just want you guys to, and we can even do it together, or you can do it in your own time, the colors of the satanic flags. I wanted to touch on that again. You look at red, black, white, and silver, the colors of the Church of Satan. Well, you know, look at these. Go to your – let's just do it right, real quick. Go to ESPN, guys, all you sports lovers, and let's go to ESPN.com right now. Okay. ESPN.com. Oh, what's this? Whoa. Courtney, did you do it?
Mm-hmm.
What? At the very top,
nice color.
What colors do you see? Just tell me.
Red, white, and black.
And what else?
And silver. I see silver, like a grayish to silver, yeah.
Right. Red, black, white, and silver. Huh. What a coinky dink. We were just talking about that, and we just happened to go to ESPN and... Oh, they have the same colors. See, now a lot of people will think that that's some form of coincidence. But unfortunately, it's not a coincidence. Somebody say maybe it is a coincidence. Well, let's try something else. Let's go to CNN. See, you got, let's just look at something. The number one sports website in the world is ESPN.com. The number one news website in the world is CNN.com. Let's just go to CNN. See what's going on over here. See where this thing loads up. Huh. Whoa. What's this? What do we have here? Courtney, did you do it?
Same colors, yes.
What colors?
Red, black, white, and silver.
So the number one sports website, the number one news website. Wow, that's interesting. Huh. Well, what's the number one music website in the world? Well, I mean, it's a number, a couple of things, but let's just say MTV. Let's just go to, obviously, one of the most popular, you know, networks in the world. Let's just type that in. Let's see what MTV.com. See what's going on over here. All right. Okay, I see they've done some remodeling. But if you see, you know what I mean? If you see at the top, there's a lot of red, black, white, and silver here. You know, see, overall black and white theme. You know, this is usually how it works, guys. Yep. You know, overall, I mean, it's, you can't really escape it. Let's go to someplace else. Let's go to Verizon.com. All right, let's try that out. Let's go to one of the top phone lines, you know, in the world. Phone company, internet, you know, communications media. What do we have here? Yeah, pretty much red, white, black, and silver. Guys, are you seeing a pattern? Let's just go to Comcast, comcast.net, see what they have going on. See, these are all, it's basically how it works. Oh, Xfinity, okay. You guys see this? What colors are over here?
Same one. Wow.
Right, Xfinity. Right, you guys see how this works? Let's try one more. Let's go to Nissan. Let's just look at some cars, you know, see what's going on with Nissan.com. I don't even know if that's their site. Let's see what they have going on. Oh, yeah, same type of thing. Look at their logo. What color is their logo, Courtney?
It's red and white, and black, and silver. That's all of them.
Have you been smoking or not? You been drinking or something? I mean,
No, it's like I missed some colors. Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Red, black, white, and silver. Nissan. I mean, there's so many. I mean, we could do this all night. Let's just one more time go to what can we do? Let's go over to TGI Fridays. TGIFridays.com. Let's see what's going on here. Yep. I mean, obviously you guys are all familiar with Fridays. I mean, it's just, that's their colors. You know what I'm saying? It's red, black, white, and silver. And, you know, when you look at satanic imagery, and I even did this one time when I went to Fridays, I looked up, you know, satanic symbols, and, you know, it was basically one of the light fixtures in Fridays was a clear satanic symbol. I was just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? And once you see, like, I was with my wife just trying to have a nice meal. You know, it was like the upside-down triangle, the pentagram. And that's, if you ever go to Fridays, just, you know, when you're there, go to Fridays and then look up at the lights hanging down from the ceiling right above you. And then you know, take a picture of it. And then just type in satanic symbols. That's all you got to type. Just type in satanic symbols and then look up at the light fixture at Fridays and then compare them. And you'll find that they're actually extremely similar. You know, it's an upside down triangle, you know, the pentagram with the face of Baphomet, like in the middle. That's the symbol at Fridays for the light fixtures. You know, just little things like that. You know, so VH1, TGI Fridays, Target, you know, is another one. The most popular brands, the most popular and most recognizable, you know, all have to, you know, give homage to, you know what I mean, you know, to Baphomet, unfortunately. That's how they do it. What else? What else can we talk about tonight? Another clear and blatant satanic image is how celebrities, as I mentioned, I touched on earlier, they view themselves as gods, okay? You know, as I mentioned all the time, you know, we look at people like Jay-Z calling himself Jehovah, Kanye West referring to himself as Yeezus, Will.i.am, you know, I am the great, you know what I'm saying, I am. You know, Beyonce, I Am, you know, it's her new album or her old album. Then there's a newcomer. She's getting a lot of airplay, has been winning a lot of awards. Her name is Lorde. Are you familiar with Lorde?
Yeah, I am. And then she puts an E on the end, like that makes a difference. Like,
right.
We know what
right.
You're doing.
Right, and that's another, you know, good example is, you know, same thing. I mean, it's the people who are most passionate about making a mockery are going to be the most successful. You know what I'm saying? All the people I just named, Lorde. And the irony is that her whole thing, her whole gimmick is basically, you know, wearing all black and this whole goth theme. It's, you know what I'm saying? She's basically presenting herself, you know, as the opposite of God, of our Lord. I mean, anybody who can't see what's, you know what I'm saying, how that works is, I don't know, you should all see it by now. That's what they do. You know, she's no different. Yeah, you look at, you know, another major theme in, you know, in Satanism and demonic imagery is, you know, the theme of fire, the theme of heat, you know, flames. If you look at, you know, Beyonce performances, Rick Ross performances, Lil Wayne performances, there's always a lot of fire. Okay, and we have, funny, I'm looking at my outline here. We haven't even gotten to the crazy part yet. This is just introduction stuff. You haven't heard anything. I'm about to blow your minds. But what's Beyonce's perfume called? Are you familiar with
it? I forgot what it's called. Yeah, I forgot. It was like fire.
Well, it's actually called Heat.
Heat, that's right. I'm sorry. I remember now. Yeah.
Yeah, just go ahead and Google. Let's type in Beyonce. If you hope you guys are still in front of your Google. Type in Beyonce Heat. Beyonce Heat. Mm-hmm. I should just say type in Beyonce perfume. But you guys get my point. You know, you see Beyonce in a bright red dress, you know, surrounded by fire, with her perfume here, dressing like a, you know, an overly sexual image, you know, boobs out, thighs out, look like a freaking whore, you know, dressed up in red. Oh, not just dressed up in red, but Courtney, what other colors?
Was it black, white, silver?
Yes, Courtney. Red, black, white, and silver. Right, that's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? It's the same colors. That's when they are making that type of statement, they basically, you know, use that color scheme to illustrate what they're doing. Red, black, white, and silver. That's the colors used in Beyonce's promo ads for her perfume called Heat. Right, they obviously, if God speaks so much about these things that he hates and says blatantly, if you do these things, you will not inherit the kingdom of God, but instead spend eternity in the eternal lake of fire. Well, Satanists don't believe that. They're like, lake of fire? You think that we don't care about a lake of fire? In fact, we're going to go ahead and exhibit these ideologies that you hate so much, and we're going to make a mockery of where you say we're going to go if we do it. That's why they use all the fire, because they're making a mockery of it. They say, you're saying, oh, there's the enemy down there. There is no Satan. There's not even a God, so there ain't no Satan. All we know is we're going to worship these things that you hate. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to dress up, you know, and wear the color red that is commonly associated with Satan, and we're going to talk about fire, which is supposedly in hell, right? And we're going to make a mockery of it by just glorifying it. That's what they do. Think about it. Why else would they, you know? Like, if you got, and another thing that's very popular with Time Magazine, let's do something real quick. Go back to Google. Type in, all I'm going to say type in is Barack Obama, right? Type in Barack Obama, devil horns. Let's see what comes up. I haven't even done it yet, but I'm going to tell you what's going to come up. His cover on Time Magazine is going to come up, I guarantee you. Let's watch it. Let's Google. We Googled it. Where is it at? I know it's up here because I see it all the time. Let me see. Barack Obama. Where is he at? You see a lot of people on here. You know what I mean? But we're gonna go to the Barack Obama Time Magazine cover. But while I was scrolling, if you look here, what do you have here? You have the Pope, right, on Time Magazine. If you look at how they do it, they've positioned the Pope so that the M in Time Magazine, that's basically what they do for a lot of people. They're basically giving them devil horns, right? That's what they do. They take the most holy individual, or who's supposedly most holy, and give them devil horns with the M. You know, because I mean, you can take a picture in a number of different ways. Like you can, You know what I'm saying? You can make a cover. You can do a lot of different things. You don't have to make his head exactly where the M in the magazine. Like, you don't have to do that. But these bastards, they get a kick out of that. So every time they do Barack Obama, every time they do people like the Pope, they make it so that the M, you know, sticks out their heads, symbolizing devil horns. Let's just do this. Type in Barack Obama, because it's not coming up with the devil horns. Just type in Time Magazine. Okay? Mm-hmm. Barack Obama, Time Magazine cover. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Whereas just about in every single one of them, well, this guy's been on the cover a lot, but you see in the vast majority of them, you know, they give him devil horns with the M. See, because if you look, there's one where he's like in a doctor's outfit and they don't do it. But then if you look at most of them, they are doing it. But here's the thing. Let's just, Courtney, one more time. Look at the Google the Barack Obama cover where it's called the Black Cool. That's what it's called. 25 Coolest Brothers of All Time, Black Cool. I'm sorry, that's Ebony Magazine. What colors do you have? Huh?
No, I hear you. Yeah, no, I just answered your question. Yes, same colors.
Right.
Red, black, white, same silver colors. For the Black Cool. Mm-hmm.
Right. Same colors, but then if you look at Time Magazine, just generally speaking, just about every one of the covers is red, black, white, and silver. You know? Every single one of them. Time Magazine, so we're talking about the number one news website, CNN, got MTV, CNN. Well, the most influential magazine out there is Time. You know, same colors, red, black, white, and silver. These are all the colors of the satanic flag. Oh, everybody's favorite. Let's just go to wrestling, the number one wrestling entertainment company in the world. Let's go to WWE.com. Let's just go here. Oh, what's this? You know, what colors do we have here, Courtney?
Red, black, white, silver.
Red, black,
just
white,
everywhere.
And mm-hmm. Right, that's their logo. Just look at the WWE logo. Anyone who thinks this is—I mean, out of all the color schemes that one could come up with—red, black, white, and silver for the biggest wrestling company, the biggest news company, the biggest music company, the biggest sports company. All with the same exact color scheme. Time Magazine, the biggest news, biggest magazine. Guys, seeing a pattern here. All right, now let's get to, because we're talking about a whole bunch of stuff. Let's get to the nitty gritty. Let's get down to what's really going on out here. You got a lot of people have been talking about Blue Ivy, you know, in the audience at the MTV Music Awards. Now, let me just say this. Growing up, we weren't even allowed to listen to certain music, let alone go to concerts. You see what I'm saying? Blue Ivy shouldn't even been in an environment where they're doing all this stuff. But for whatever reason, her parents thought it would be okay for her to see Nicki Minaj shaking her ass blatantly in the Anaconda performance, Beyonce gyrating, Beyonce exposing her legs, you know what I mean, her crotch, you know, tapping her booty. I mean, that's whorish behavior, guys. I mean, it's bad enough that you do those things. But why would you want your daughter being exposed to that type of stuff? I mean, Blue Ivy is going to grow up thinking that you know, gyrating like that, showing off your boobs, exposing your crotch, she's going to think these things are okay. I mean, think about it. What kind of values and morals could she possibly be being brought up with? I mean, I'm just thinking, what's the best case scenario? If this is the stuff Beyonce does, who is there? Like, you know how people, they say, well, Beyonce's not, you can't blame her for what these kids do. They need parents. That's the parents' job. Okay. But what happens when your parents are the problem? Then what? Like you say, well, your parents should be your role model. Okay, I agree with that. But what happens when she's a parent and she's the role model for that child? What kind of upbringing are they going to have? I mean, this is crazy stuff right here. Now let me tell you something else. I know I'm jumping around, but I was I told you guys this a while ago. I posted on Facebook when it happened. You know, I watch wrestling from time to time, and one time, as I mentioned, I was watching it, and it was when CM Punk was about to fight The Undertaker at a WrestleMania, and it was like leading up to the big match. And it was like a little thing where CM Punk beat up The Undertaker. He attacked him from behind, stomped him out, you know, hit him over the head with the urn that contained the supposed dead ashes from, you know, the ashes from the dead Paul Bearer, Undertaker's manager, who actually died in real life, mysteriously. But then, so the ashes were supposedly in the urn, and Undertaker was knocked out, and CM Punk was pouring the ashes over The Undertaker. And as if that was not, you know, crazy enough, you know, as that's happening, you hear on the loudspeaker, very, you know, kind of quiet, but very noticeable, you hear the person on the loudspeaker as it's happening, 666. You hear that. I'm like, yo, what the heck? I'm not making this up. Like, that actually happened. And of all the things I've ever seen, that was the most, like, blatant thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, wow, they really do actual satanic images, which kind of leads us to my next point. I mean, this is what I'm saying, and I have it. I posted it on, I paused it, and I took a video with my phone, and I uploaded it, and it was a whole thread online, and I just asked people, I said, look, you know, play this video, turn your speakers up loud, play this video, and you tell me what you hear. And several people were able to hear it. It was like, yo, the dude on the announcer was like, yo, 666. I mean, is that not crazy, Courtney?
That is. Like, that's taking it to, like, a whole new level. Like, you just say it out loud like that.
On the loudspeaker. I'll post it again. I'll go through my, you know, my album. I keep all this stuff. I'll go through it. I'll post it. You know what I mean? And also something crazy happened today, too. I had the DVR, the MTV Movie or Music Awards taped on my DVR, and I saw something. It was, there's so much. Maybe I do a part. I'm not even going to get to everything. But I saw something crazy. And I don't know what it was, but it was like a pyramid and like a demonic image. Because I was like, I fast forward through the commercials and I fast forward through certain performances. But as I was passing, I saw it was like a flash. It flashed for like a second or 2 seconds. I was like, yo, what the heck was that? So I tried to go back. And I promise you, I kid you not, every time I would go back to where that was, it would not let me stop, and it reset. It reset the whole program, like back to the beginning of the program. So I had to, I'm like, yo, what the heck? So I had to fast forward like an hour to where I stopped at. So I did it again. I'm like, oh, this must be a little glitch in the system. So, I fast forwarded all the way back like an hour and a half to where I was at. And tried to, you know, start it right there, and it messed me up again. It took me back to the beginning. So I don't know what was going on. Maybe it's something that was designed so that you can't pause, you know, right there to get a still. I don't know what it was, but I know what I saw. And it was only for a split second, but it would not let me stop right there. So I got tired of having to fast forward. So I just said, all right, well, whatever. I guess I won't get a still shot of that to add to the collection. But it's some crazy stuff out here. Now, let's get deep into it, because I wanted to save this to the end, because we haven't even talked about anything yet, really, if you guys can believe that. You know what I'm saying? It seems like, but we haven't talked about anything. Now, as you know, as we talked about when we did our special on generational curses, people in the Old Testament, unfortunately, you know, they worshiped pagan gods. You know, they made sacrifices to these gods. Okay, they would sacrifice, you know, whether it was goats, you know, calves, you know, whatever. They would make sacrifices to these gods to be pleasing to these gods. Now, as many of you know, this stuff still goes on. Certain sacrifices are still made. They didn't just stop. In the Old Testament, they made sacrifices to pagan gods. People clearly still worship pagan gods today, as we talked about with the Eye of Horus. Well, I mean, back in the day, they made sacrifices, so it shouldn't be inconceivable to think that sacrifices are still made today, should it, Courtney?
No, it shouldn't.
I mean, I wouldn't think it would be, but for some reason, people think that all of a sudden it stops, unless they don't read the Bible and they don't. I don't know what's going on in people's minds, but this stuff still goes on. It went on then; it's in the Bible, and it still goes on today. Now, this is one of the craziest things that I've ever seen. And if you guys still have the VMAs on your DVR after the show, I want you to watch this. Don't be surprised if there's not a show tomorrow. I'm just telling y'all straight up, because this is very deep, and I'm sure they don't want this to be exposed. They didn't want people to catch it, but again, I catch it all. Now, many of you saw that huge 666 sign on the floor of the VMAs. I mean, you know, built in. You saw that. It was like a big blue and white, you know, design. We'll call it a design, but I posted it last night. It was a huge, you know, 666 sign. That's all it was. Oh, you guys, you know what I'm talking about, right, Courtney? You saw it when I posted it?
Yeah, I did.
So hopefully, I mean, you see what that is. I mean, did you catch that, or you think it might be something else?
No, I saw what it was.
Anybody should be able to see that. I mean, that's what it was. It was a huge 666 sign right on the floor. Now, I watched the whole show. Okay, I watched the whole thing. Now you would see it, but you never saw it. You never saw that shot of it. You never saw. And the shot that I posted was a very deliberate still shot of it by the cameraman. They, you know what I'm saying? They took a blatant shot of it. Whereas before, you would just see people performing and just see it in passing. Like, okay, what's that? But they did a shot. Many of you may remember. So this is what happens. They show it in the middle of the program. They do a still shot of that. Bam. Okay? I catch it. Bam. Right on the floor. I post it in the group. Then the group, Fifth Harmony. Now, I haven't been familiar with this group. They won. You got to understand this whole segment. This is how they do it. They win the award. They go up. Okay? Right after they win. This is crazy. The 666 sign started this segment. They flash the 666 sign. This group wins. What happens right after that performance? Did you catch it? What am I about to say, Corey? Did you see it or no? You didn't catch it. There was a sign. Fifth Harmony wins. What comes right after that? Did you catch it or no?
No. What happened?
Immediately after, it's all connected. You got the 666 sign that's on the floor. They do it for the only time in the entire broadcast. They show it to let you know what's coming. You got the awards given out. Then what happens immediately after the award is a little tribute to Robin Williams. Okay. I want y'all to go back, and this is huge right now. This is as secretive but as blatant as it gets. What they do, and I'll tell you another example of how they do this. There was one time I was watching this show, and they were doing a tribute to LeBron James. And what they did was, you know, they did the solar eclipse, or the lunar eclipse, you know, which is basically, well, actually, no, it was a solar eclipse. It was like a picture of the sun, but it was all blacked out. They were doing a tribute to LeBron James, and then for a split second, they showed this solar eclipse. It's like the blacked out sun. You know what I'm saying? And they held it there for like 2 seconds. Then right after that, they did this whole section on LeBron James throwing his pregame ritual. It was like, boom, 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 he's throwing up the 666 sign, he's throwing up the pyramid, he's doing all this other stuff. and they went into the, you know what I'm saying, they went into their story. But what they, a very common symbol, you know, piece of symbolism within Satanism is when they're making a sacrifice, they're not going to do something, you know what I'm saying, without letting you know what's coming. Okay? And I want you guys to follow me. So with this whole thing last night, and I haven't even told you about the last part of it, the 666, the close-up of that symbol, and then the letting you know, hey, look, you know, Robin Williams, this was our offering to you. This is one of the greatest comedians of all time. I want to just read out a couple of names, okay? I'm just going to throw some names out here, all right? All around the same, Gianni Versace, John Lennon, Elvis Presley, Whitney Houston, Robin Williams, that was a failed attempt. You know what I'm saying? We'll come back to that. But these other names, what do they all have in common, Courtney? Well, mysterious deaths, very mysterious deaths, but also each one of these people was the best at what they did. Right? Michael Jackson. I'm sorry, I forgot Michael Jackson. These were the best. You know, oh, I'm sorry, let's add one more. Philip Seymour Hoffman. These are some of the best. You guys, Michael Jackson, the best entertainer of all time. Philip Seymour Hoffman, one of the greatest actors of all time. You know what I'm saying? John Lennon, you got the, you know, Beatles. Gianni Versace, one of the greatest fashion designers. Elvis Presley, Whitney Houston, greatest voice. Everybody loves, Robin Williams. Name a comedian bigger than Robin Williams. You know what I'm saying? Or these are all people that, listen, I'm telling you guys, if you really do some research on what was required to give to these pagan gods, you know, that these people, you can't, if you're going to make a sacrifice, you can't just make any old sacrifice. If you're going to do it, you got to do it. So think about that, you know? These performances are rituals. These award shows are rituals. They throw up the 666, hey, look, this is what's coming. We're about to do show you guys, you know, what we did. You know, so let's, bam, that starts it. Bam, we let you know, Robin Williams, that was a part of that. Bam, right after that was the initiation. We are now symbolizing, because when you bring in somebody new, you got to take somebody out to make room for somebody new. What am I talking about? A couple years ago, Taylor Swift was always known as the good girl, right? The good girl, Miss Innocent. A couple years ago, many of you may remember at her VMA performance, she wasn't so innocent, was she? That was her initiation. A very dark and demonic performance, very un-Taylor Swift-like. Right? Many of you guys may remember they made a big deal out of it. That's how that went. Okay? That was done at the VMAs. That was her initiation right after Whitney Houston died. You take someone out, you make to make room for somebody new. Well, if you look at what happened on last night, same type of thing. You got the 666 symbol being flashed, you know, blatantly a close-up of it. Okay? You got the tribute to Robin Williams carefully placed right there. Immediately after that, Courtney, who was the performance? Did you catch who came after, right after that Robin Williams tribute?
That was a group, right?
No, it was Iggy Azalea.
Oh, I missed that.
It was actually two people. They got the two-for-one special. It was Iggy Azalea and Rita Ora, two newcomers who, now Iggy Azalea in particular, I mean, if you know, I mean, you know, if you listen to her music, it was really, you know, she wasn't overly sexual. You know, it's I-G-G-Y, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't all sexified, it wasn't all, you know, like whatever. She just was known for, you know, just coming out, making this, you know, poppy type of rap music or whatever. But if you look at her performance last night, it was very Taylor Swift-like from a few years ago. Taylor Swift wasn't known for being, you know, this sexy type of, you know, but that performance was sure sexed out. Last night, Iggy Azalea's performance was certainly sexed out. Very much so. You know, you're not, you go, show me a performance of from Iggy Azalea, you know, that was equivalent to what you saw last night. You probably won't. Actually, I know you won't. That was her initiation, so to speak. You guys have to, that's why I say, man, a lot of this stuff may seem off the wall. It may seem different, maybe just because you didn't see it on CNN, just because whatever. But, I mean, this is how it works. You know what I'm saying? They don't just do stuff. I mean, they do stuff behind closed doors, but at the same time, they always want to do things out in the open. They want to let you know. They want to let the world know. They want to let the people, the powers that be know, like, hey, this is public. It's kind of like when you cross into a fraternity. You can do certain stuff behind closed doors, and you will, but at the same time, you're going to let the people know. You're going to have a probate show. You're going to show the world what you did. It's very much so the same thing, just with a different purpose. You're just not worshiping Satan in a fraternity, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. But it's the same type of thing. You're going to wear certain colors. You're going to wear, you know what I'm saying, you're going to throw up certain hand signals. You're going to do certain things publicly to let everybody know what you did. It's all the same thing, you know what I'm saying, to an extent. What's your thoughts, Courtney?
I'm sitting here speechless, you know, because you pointed out a lot of stuff I didn't even notice. I'm like, I need to go back and watch this again. It's just a lot of things, I'll admit, just went over my head.
I would encourage everybody to do that, actually. You know, like, you know, go back and listen. You know, go back and watch the show, but then go back and listen to, you know, tonight's show. But just with new information, you know, and you'll see like you'll see the color schemes, you'll see the symbols, you'll see a lot of stuff that you probably didn't. But now just watch TV, just watch movies, just listen to music. You'll see everything is displeasing to God. You know, everything is overly sexual. Everything is going to be red, black, white, and silver. A lot of the hands, you know, the hand symbols, the covering of the eye, all that stuff is going to be there. But that tribute to Robin Williams, it's like the same thing, man. You know, they do it right around the time. Like Whitney Houston was killed right before the Grammys. You know, Robin Williams died right before, you know what I'm saying, this new upcoming award season. I mean, a lot of this stuff, there are sacrifices. You know, I mean, if you go, and we don't have time to do it now, but just research. There are a lot of sites that will tell you. You know, you Google solstice sacrifices, you Google, you know, celebrities and their sacrifices, like, you know what I'm saying, who they were, you know, who was their sacrifice. You'll see, like, every one of these celebrities basically right before their rise to fame suffered some form of great and tragic loss, whether it was Kanye West's mom, whether it's Jay-Z's nephew, whether it's Jennifer Hudson's family. I mean, we could go on and on down the line. I mean, you see what I'm saying? But, you know, that's pretty much how it goes. I wanted to read a couple of scriptures, you know, that specifically pertain to symbolism, which particularly pertain to money, you know, really just what God feels about love, you know, loving the things of the world. Bible says in Hebrews 13:5, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's a very comforting scripture, because a lot of times, you know, society will tell us we have to have a certain type of money, you know, our bank account has to look a certain type of way. But the reality is, you know, it doesn't. Because the Bible says that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and that we should be content with what we have. Doesn't mean not to strive for greatness, you know, but keep your life free from the love of money. That's the key. You know, and if you can do that, then ironically, you actually will be successful. But when you chase money, in fact, the Bible says, where is it? There's one that specifically pertains to, here it is right here, in Ecclesiastes 5:10. It says, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth with his income. This also is vanity. Now, that's one of my favorite scriptures right there, because it tells you straight up, there, like, when you are a billionaire, you want to be a trillionaire. When you're a millionaire, you want to be a billionaire. When you got a couple thousand, you want to get to be a millionaire. You see how that works? You're never satisfied. Why do you think so many of these celebrities who supposedly have everything turn to suicide, drugs, alcohol, you know, violence, you know, whatever, just messing their lives up? Because it's, the money is not enough. I know a lot of people out there who think that money is going to change their lives. Money is going to solve their problems. But money will never solve your problems, because it says right here, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money. I'll be honest with you, I really don't care about money. I look for reasons to spend money. Not in a bad way, but just, it's not like it doesn't do anything for me. You know, it says, nor he who loves his wealth with his income. So you're never, if you're never going to be satisfied with it, meaning you're never going to have peace. So why are you chasing something that's never going to give you peace? The Bible confirms that. That's why these celebrities out here are miserable. They're all pissed off. So, and that's basically how that goes. We read the, you know, no one can serve two masters. Money is the root of all evil. Here's another one. Better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways. So it tells you right now, it's better to be poor, you know, and be and do the right thing than to be rich and acting out like Beyonce and Jay-Z and these other weirdos. You know, and this is deep right here. This is what happens. This is the consequence. Over in Philippians 3:18 says, for many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, they walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly. And they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. How sad is that, Courtney?
That's so sad. It's just what that told me, like, it's just talking about people that are just really just caught up in the world and the things of it, and they're not happy.
It's the author is basically saying, like, this saddens me. It's like, look, he said, look, I've already told you. He said, now I'm telling you again, but this time with tears in my eyes, because I have to let you know that these people are walking with enemies. They're basically making themselves enemies of Christ. Their end is destruction. Basically, their end is hell. This scripture is applicable, as much as people don't want to believe it. This scripture is applicable to people like Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? This scripture is applicable to people like Taylor Swift and Jay-Z and Justin Bieber. Doesn't matter who, whether you like them or not, they're all the same, because they're viewed as being celebrities who are loved by the world, which makes them enemies of God. That's, you know what I'm saying? It says, for many of whom I've already told you. That's why it says specifically, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's, honestly, guys, that's basically everything I wanted to go over. I mean, do you feel like we've left anything out, Corey? I mean, I think we pretty much covered, you know what I mean? We talked about the symbols, the hand signals, the colors. We gave y'all a little bit of history. We talked about last night. I mean, what did we not go over?
I feel like we went over just about everything. I just wanted to say, just, you know, God bless you for doing what you do. Like, it's a lot of knowledge that you dropped on us today, and I thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, no problem, Corey. I mean, I do it for you guys, but at the same time, I got to be honest with you, you know? I do a lot of this stuff from a selfish perspective. You know, and what I mean by that is because, I mean, it's great that you guys listen. It's great that you guys enjoy the show. But at the end of the day, this is my blessing. This is where my blessings come from. You know what I'm saying? It's from, you know, educating the masses, doing things that are pleasing to God. God likes this type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? God is happy right now. He's cool. He likes us talking about MTV, but from a biblical standpoint. He likes that. He likes people educating, you know, being educated about things, about his word, basically. So a lot of this stuff I do, you know, just to, for him and you know, and just really for him, you know. And as a result, I know that, you know, that's how my blessings continue to come, you know. And I just encourage everybody to, at the end of the day, you know, I know it can be tough, you know, with the world that we live in, but, you know, it's when you become a, you know, a enemy of God, it's actually very hard to come back. Because what you're doing is, you know, when you're modeling your life in the world, it's very hard to undo that. And and undoing it is the only way to come back to God. You know what I'm saying? That's a decision that's very tough for many people to make. So the best way to do it is to not even go down that path. I'll be honest with you. Several years ago, I found myself going down that path. You know what I'm saying? I was modeling my life. I was modeling this show to be in the world. We've had so many celebrities here on this show in the past, and that's what, you know, I don't even talk about a lot of stuff, but my wife could tell you, some of my close friends could tell you. I mean, I was, you know, I was like, for a second there, I was like right there. I'm not saying this to brag, but like, y'all were about to see me in a different capacity, okay? You weren't going to be, how you listen to me now is not how you were going to be listening to me a few years ago, all right? Like, I'm telling you, like, it's not hard at all to do, believe me. It's not as hard as a lot of people think, but what's required is, you know, I've been doing this a long time. So, like I said, trust me, it's not, you know, I'm a very smart guy. I know what to do, you know, to get different things. And if that, I was walking down that path, you understand? And, you know, when you go there, it's very hard to come back. And I thank God that I was able to not go down that path, you know. But for a lot of people, they go down that path and there is no coming back, you know. And so, you know, I just say pray for those people. In fact, you know, I posted on my Facebook page the other day, you know, pray for people who, you know, when you look at these tragedies, when you look at stuff that people are so worked up over, so passionate about, I mean, people are more passionate and hype about, you know, Trayvon Martin and, you know, Mike Brown, you know, but won't even say a thing about Jesus Christ. You know, like those are the types of things that, you know, are not pleasing to God. You see those people on Facebook?
All the time. And in person too.
So, but look, guys, that's about it. I thank you for being here tonight. You know, we were last live on, what was that, Courtney? What's today? I lose track
Friday,
of these days.
Friday.
Was it Keeping It Real Fridays? Yes. Well, we talked about, I woke up like this. The Real Definition of Beauty. That was a classic show. Hopefully you guys enjoyed Friday night. If you missed it, definitely check out the archives of Keeping It Real Fridays. You know, a couple days before that, we did our Mike Brown special, Saving Our Children, the Michael Brown tragedy, you know, just kind of discussing what we as a people can do. Last week before that, did our special on When a Man Loves a Woman. Prior to that, we did our special on What Do Black Women Want in a Man. Week before that, Generational Curses. Week before that, I'm in Love with a Church Girl. We did our Think Like a Man 2 special. We've been doing a lot of classic shows. So I just say all that to say, if you guys have missed any of these shows, take some time, get caught up, and you'll enjoy you know, what's going on out here. So we're out of here, guys. You know, I would say, listen, just first of all, Courtney, any last minute words of wisdom from you? You good?
I'm good. I'm still letting everything marinate. And I'm, you know what, I'm just going to be sure to pray, just stay prayed up and just really continue to be mindful of what's going on in this world around us.
I'm glad I did not forget. Listen, tonight is Monday. Tomorrow we will not be live, but you guys can tune into a special, you know, rebroadcast of a classic show from the past. But if you were in Philly, okay, you definitely want to come on out to Osho's free seminar on preparing yourself for the things to come. I'll be there. All right, come on out. It's at Osho's church. Him and his wife have their own church. Come on out. I don't have the information in front of me right now. I apologize. But it's in the Friends of the Dayton Tolbert Show group. I know Osho posted it a few times over the last couple of days. If you go to his personal page, you'll see it on his page. You know, I'll post it, you know what I'm saying, tomorrow at some point. But definitely make sure if you're in Philly, there's no excuse. Come out 7 o'clock. It's over in the Ambler section of Philadelphia. So it's just going to be, I mean, Osho is that guy, man. He has the, you think anything, listen, let me just tell you this real quick. If you think this show was good, I'm nobody. Osho is that dude. You know what I mean? This show is nothing. I'll be freestyling half this stuff. Osho does this. He will straight pull out the Bible and read it to you off the top of his head. That's how knowledgeable he is about this stuff. Half this stuff he tells me about. Half this stuff, you know, he schooled me on. So I'm schooling you. He schools me. That should tell you right there, if you're in the Philly area, you need to come out and really, you know, get this knowledge from for free. So that's that, man. The salon is coming. The salon is opening next month. Understand that. If you're in Philly, TRC Hair Studio is coming, specializing in women's hair, women's products, you know, everything. Everything, braids, locks, whatever y'all need hair-wise, come on out. It's going to be the new chill spot. Come on out, say what's up over in Philly, 69th and Ogontz. And that's it, man. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And here's a little Otis Redding for y'all. Y'all know how we do. Thanks. I'll see y'all next time. Peace.
Long time coming. coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, indeed. Like I said, I went to my little bitty brother. Oh, my little brother now. Turn me down, and then I go to my little mother, my dear mother, old man. I said, mother, I'm down on my knees. But there was a girl that I thought. Carry on. It's me.